With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Ready? You's a hoe. I said that you's a hoe.
Is that the beginning?
That's how we're going to intro this episode.
All right.
Ladies, guys. We apologize.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
This is going to go real well.
My name is Vanessa. And with me, as always, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And today, we are continuing our Father's Day series. And we have my husband, Mary.
You's a hoe. I said that you's a hoe. Oh, I haven't heard that song in a long time. I like it now.
Man, if we closed the podcast with songs, that would be the song.
Tune into next week's episode of Geek More. I'll close it out with a hoe. You's a hoe. Because we don't got sponsors, so we ain't got nobody to sue us. We don't make money off of this shit. Off of Geek More. But go ahead.
All right. So this week, we're taking a little deviation from our normal routine. Normally we have a wine as our, you know, episode would, the name of our podcast
would indicate
that we drink at least Merlot, but we drink wine.
Merlot.
Wine.
But I forgot it was my turn to buy the wine, so we're drinking Patron.
Yay! Well, and Neri
likes Patron, so I feel like
Patron and I had a long, tumultuous relationship. And we no longer see each other, but from time to time we get together for a random hookup. And today's that time.
Yeah. My best
You're friend. Welcome, David. You're welcome.
My best friend's mom, like, chase us around with a Patron bottle
Stephanie's
at any event.
It's fantastic. For those of you who can't see, nope. Stephanie's face nope. is awesome.
For those of you that can't see, Stephanie, it's that mighty
I'm also,
comfy.
Like, draped myself up.
Mighty comfy.
You're very comfortable, Jeff. She's very cuddly.
It's okay because I'm, for some reason, this my body
contact.
Temperature.
Human yeah. contact.
Just take a picture of this.
My body Shit. Temperature is super freaking low these days, so I'm freezing. And I don't know why, so actually I'm very happy right now.
Have you been losing weight?
I'm willing to, like, have you in contact with people that I like.
Look at how she smiles.
All right, take that. take that as she doesn't like me. All right. Message received.
There's a video on the internet.
Get your feet off the couch, man.
They're clean. Please. I literally just took a shower.
Let me see. Let me see them.
They're clean. Her feet are clean. I'm looking.
Ish. Okay.
They're right. skin tone. There's no
I
black on her
I took a shower
feet.
And came straight over here.
Okay.
My hair is still wet.
Why are you being judgy?
Because that's what he
this
does.
This is a new
best.
Couch, and I don't like dirty feet on my couch. I'm sorry. I don't like dirty feet on my couch in the living
Fuck
room. I don't
couch.
Like it here. It's a new
Fuck
couch. Brand
couch.
New. I just built that shit with my own two hands.
You put legs on it. Relax. You didn't build a couch.
Yeah, no, did he build
the
couch?
I built the couch from scratch.
It's like IKEA. It's modular.
Yeah.
He built the couch.
I had an option of not even putting the armrest. I could have just left it as a couch without arms.
Who the hell is that?
That's not a couch.
That?
That's a chair.
That's actually, that's an option.
It's a settee is what it is.
It's an option.
Yes, but that's like a...
I can't say that.
I'm going to fall over.
That's what it's called.
No, you could put one and then not put the other one and do like an extended thing. And then
you can do like a sectional.
A sectional. Yeah, you could do that.
Look at these Swedish people being all...
Fancy.
That's right.
So if I leave you, you'll get cold? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm okay right now. Okay. You can leave me if you need to.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Because I'm good. So you can stay.
I'm far from my phone and I can't see what my notes are. So, Vanessa,
notes.
You want to interview your husband?
Nah. You guys want to interview him?
All right. This is going to be a short. This NBA Finals is on. I'm like, all right, thanks, yeah, cool. Short guys. Game. Talk to you guys later.
All right,
peace out.
So, do you want to tell them what we did today with Sophie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is a kind of something that we wanted to talk about because you guys are the only ones that have a girl.
Yeah.
So
of our podcast family, we're the only ones with a daughter.
That is part of my list.
As of right now.
I know.
As of right now, because one of these two bitches could be pregnant. We don't know.
I no. 100% promise you I'm not pregnant.
100%.
100% not pregnant.
Things can still change later on. We don't know.
Right now.
At this current juncture, neither one of us is pregnant.
So. No.
Chat.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Nope.
So we all know very well, I'm going to go home. My kid will be awake. So nobody's
if that's not
tonight.
The best birth control, I don't know what it is. Okay. So tell the people what we did today with Soph.
I got back from working on cruise ship and I got back this morning and went directly to...
Oh, wait. Should we tell the people what you do?
I'm a comedian.
Yes. We know that.
Do we?
We have new listeners.
Yeah. We have new listeners. For the new listener.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a comedian. Professional comedian. Uh-huh. And I sometimes work cruise ships as well as comedy clubs, and I happened to get off a cruise ship today, and luckily it was in Miami, and I say luckily because when it's not in Miami I have to take a flight obviously to get home, so I was able to get home at 10:30, 11 in the morning. I was already home.
No way.
And just take a shot of Patron, dude. Don't you going back and forth between the Patron and the Merlot. Merlot.
That's, yeah, we opened a bottle of wine and it was bad.
Blah.
Might as well be honest, right?
Blah.
That's when Patron kicked in.
Yeah. So, our daughter is graduated pre-K yesterday, which I missed.
Yes, she finished. She's officially kinderbound. I was not expecting it to hit me so hard when I picked her up on Thursday.
I don't know why. Because you cry for everything.
But I know.
Everything that has to do with children.
Literally the pot calling the kettle black.
No. But here's the thing. I never say I was surprised. No, I never say, oh my God, I was
enough,
surprised to cry at that movie.
No,
She's here saying, I didn't expect to get so emotional. Why are you getting emotional about everything?
I was expecting to be sad, and I was expecting it to not be easy. I was not expecting me to be like, I can't say a word because if I open my mouth, I'm going to boohoo cry in front of these people. And then as I'm walking away, I hear a child crying, and I turn around, and there's this girl that looked like she was in second grade, like clinging to the security guard because she didn't want to go home.
Mr.
I was like,
Rambo?
She was clinging. Mr. Rambo's a shit. She was clinging to Mr. Rambo, and I like you could tell she didn't want to leave. And I was like, I feel you, girl. I feel you. I don't want. And today, Friday, for the first time ever since school started, Sophie's like, Mommy, I want to go to school. I miss my teacher. Aww. I was like, I miss your teacher too.
Did you tell him about this week?
What happened this week?
Vanessa thought that our daughter's school week was over this week. So she thought...
Oh, yeah. I thought last week was the last week of school. I didn't realize that I had 4 days this week.
So she thought...
I was freaking
out. I'm going to have to hold her for a week.
Because summer camp doesn't start till next week.
I've had to do that. That's been my last 2 weeks.
I know.
So she thought she was going to have to do that this week.
I'm so happy.
Last Friday, our daughter's teacher says... I forgot how...
No, I told the teacher. I was like, man, I'm like, I'm not ready to say goodbye. Because I think it was like a Wednesday or Thursday. I'm like, I'm not ready to say goodbye to you guys on Friday. Like, I can't believe the school year's over. She's like, well, technically the school year is not over because we still have next week until Thursday. And I was like, excuse me? She's like, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of kids don't really come. And it's going to be like, we're just going to finish cleaning up. And I was like, okay. It's like, maybe I'll keep her home one day. You know, like, whatever. And then As I keep talking to teacher, I was like, no, 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 she'll be here next week. Like, she will be here.
And the teacher was like, she'll be. All we're going to do is watch movies. She's like, then she'll watch movies here.
She'll watch movies with you guys. Well, the teacher told me that of the 20 kids in the class, Sophie is the only one that sits and watches the movies. Like, she even has a little seat behind the teacher's desk to watch on the teacher's monitor because they have a projector. Mm-hmm. And she's the one, she sits behind the teacher's desk to watch the computer monitor so she could see better. And they let her because she's the only one that wants to watch. The other kids are like running around and not paying attention. So she's like her father. Yes. Little movie
I take
buff.
Credit of that. I was like, I'm very happy about. I'm like, that makes me proud. You didn't tell me that before, but I'm like,
I told the teacher, I was like, just like her dad. Her dad is a huge movie fan, and they both get that. My son, on the other hand, is like, he'll walk away. He comes back for the songs.
But he's two though. She wasn't like that either at that age.
Yeah, she was. She watched a lot more movies at two than he does.
It took her a lot longer to be able to sit down for 10 minutes. It took her a lot longer. She didn't want anything to do for when she turned two, I think it was I could sit down for 15 minutes at a time. And then it progressed after that. But he was immediate. He was like a year in. He was like, I'll just sit right here. Now, granted, he gets up and walks around, but he's not going to be complaining about a movie being on in the background. So. Anyways, so then I got home.
I was very happy there was school this week.
So then I got home today, and she said, hey, we're going to go watch, let's go take her to go watch Wonder Woman, which I was super psyched for. I had seen it twice already. This would be my third time. This was my third time. And I took her, and I was super excited. And I was kind of bummed out because when we got there, she saw the poster for Captain Underpants, and she's like, I want to see Captain Underpants. And I'm like, look, I'll bring you tomorrow to see Captain Underpants, but right now it's about Wonder Woman. She's like, I don't want to watch Wonder Woman. And I was like,
oh, yeah. I told her in the car we were going to go see Wonder Woman. She's like, no, I want to go see the pig. I want to go see the pig, the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Right.
I want to go see the pig. I'm like, but what already took you last week to go see the pig? I want to see the pig. I'm like, well, we're not going to go see the pig.
Yeah.
I already bought the tickets.
We're going to go see Wonder Woman. Two things that helped her wanting to see Wonder Woman. When we finally got there, one, I bribed her. I said, I'll give you candy. Because she was putting that pouty face. I'm like, look, I'll give you candy, but you're going to. We're gonna watch. I don't want to hear any attitude about Wonder Woman. So she kind of, all right. And then when we were sitting in the movie theater, a bunch of kids came in. And she was like, oh, okay.
Her age.
Yeah, kids her age. And she was like, oh, okay, fine. Like, it's totally okay to watch this movie now. And she sat throughout the entire, she took a bathroom break that lasted all of 2 minutes. And then after that, she sat through the entire movie, watched the entire movie.
That's awesome.
Like, attentive, like watching it, and it was fantastic, and I love that movie for multiple reasons, but having a daughter watching that movie, like, she doesn't even know, like, she'll listen to this 18 years from now and be like, I didn't know that was a big deal for my dad. Like, I was like, this is very, it's a very empowering movie for little girls. And my daughter loved it. But I'm looking at it for all the aspects that she would never understand. Hopefully. Because hopefully she'll get to the point. You know what I mean? It's like I have a friend, Al, and whose son.
An uncle.
His son is like 6 or 7. And she, and he says that. His kids will never know what it's like to not have a black president because they grew up with a black, like, that's all they've ever known is a black president. Well, now orange, but you get my point. Is when he told me the story,
hey, orange is the new black. Sorry, I had to. No, fuck that guy. Orange is the new black debuted today, and it was a funny joke. Whatever.
Sure was.
Sure, Jan.
And so anyway, so I saw the movie. It was very empowering, and I was like choking up with her watching it with her, and it meant more to me than it did to her. She won't even know, but it's fantastic.
Watching it, like, because I think, well, we won't give any spoilers because everybody needs to watch it themselves. But like, when we've all seen it here, that watching it, I could see where Vanessa, that after she watched it, she's like, I teared up. Which, duh, Vanessa teared up
again. Today, I watched it for the second time today, and I was like,
but and like me without a daughter, like me just as.
Oh, I had nothing to
a
do with
woman Sophie. Watching it. There was a couple scenes that I was watching it, and I wasn't thinking about the scene. I was thinking about what the scene meant.
The significance of the scene.
Yeah, like the whole, like, listen, if you apparently don't know that, you know, there's Amazon's.
It's a war movie.
It's a war movie.
There's but, like, no invisible
there's
jet.
There's no invisible jet, people.
I'm so sorry to have to disappoint people.
Yeah, but like, when you see the Amazons just being amazing. Like,
well, I mean, they show the scene on in the preview, like when they're riding out on the beach. Not even with that, the horses,
when they're just training in the beginning.
That too.
Like, you just see the beginning when you're getting your view of the whole island, and I cannot for the life of me. Jeff can pronounce it.
Themyscira?
That one. That, yep,
yeah, that, yep. That's the word.
Themyscira, yeah.
Listen.
High five me.
I couldn't pronounce it. I've been reading the Wonder Woman comic books for years, and I couldn't pronounce it. Every time I got to it in the comic books, I go, and I just like just kind of like read.
Yeah, that's, I had it
in that with Game of Thrones. I also just saw like the Black Panther trailer, so like now I have like Wakanda. So I almost said that. I'm glad you said it before I did.
You're welcome.
I'm like, nope, that's not the right one.
No, big, well, we big know. Weird names. I'm like, I just skip right over them. And it wasn't until the movie that when they pronounce it, I go, that's how you pronounce that word that I've been skipping over for years.
It's amigo. Okay,
when we were talking about Dirty Dancing, I'm like, Misha, the one that
why
played,
are we still talking no, about yeah.
the one that played the other girl, I was like
Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger. I know what her name is supposed to be, but whenever I try to say it, just
Chrissy happens. Sounds
you
drunk
do,
when she
you
says
you do that with that girl that works with you too that we won't say her name.
Yes, I
you
yeah.
And I'm like her, I go, look, I know it's spelled weird, but once you know it, it's pretty easy. And you're like, look, I always try to pronounce it the way it's spelled, and I'm like, that's a weird. There's like an X, a Y, JZ, T, like, XC. I'm like, what's going on?
I know it's supposed to be.
And Bingo simple. Was his name.
Like, it's supposed to be simple, but no, not going to happen. But yeah, like, there was moment, like, that moment when you see that, like, as just a woman watching that, I can imagine what you feel like seeing your, having your daughter see it.
This was a great moment for us today. And I wish it was a great moment, and I wish I would have saved it. I wish you wouldn't have used it because I was on a trailer. One of the trailers for Wonder Woman, before Wonder Woman, is Atomic Blonde.
The Charlize Theron.
So and it looks awesome.
It does look good.
But Charlize Theron, for those of you who don't know, haven't seen the trailer, spoiler alert, she's just a spy that's like great on hand to hand combat, and she's like super great. It's
super
like Jason
badass.
Bourne with a chick, with Charlize Theron. And my daughter looked at my wife and said, "Mommy, I didn't know girls could fight. Like, didn't know girls could fight." Like, she said that.
She's like, I didn't know girls could do that. And I was like, yeah, baby, girls can do that.
And then she turned to me. She goes, I didn't know that girls could fight, Papi. I didn't know girls could fight. I go, yeah, there are girls that can fight, and there are boys that can fight. And I go, there are boys that can't fight, and there are girls that can't fight. Because she told me, she goes, I didn't know girls could fight. I go, yeah, girls could fight, just like boys can fight. And then she goes, but some girls don't have to fight. Like, because she's not a fighter, my daughter. And I said,
yeah,
no, honey.
We've offered her, like, judo or...
I asked her like kung fu. Literally, I go, "Hey, you want to take kung fu classes?" And she goes, "Why?" Like, that was her response. I was like, "Okay, well, whatever." And so when she saw the commercial, she said, "Oh, I didn't know girls could fight." And yeah, girls could fight just like boys could fight. And she's like, "But not all girls have to fight." I go, "No, not all girls have to fight. Not all boys have to fight." And she was like, "But Papi, you could fight." I'm like, "No, I'm not a fighter, Mama. I'm like, I wanted to be able to know it's okay. Like, not all boys have to fight, and not all girls. You know what I mean?" I wish you would have saved that for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Because she would have had that same reaction when she saw Wonder Woman. But the fact that she saw Charlize Theron do it 10 minutes prior.
Yeah, but the fact that like she saw that, you told her, yeah, girls can fight, and then you showed her a movie where they can really freaking fight. She must have, that was the moment that she must have been like, okay, I get it.
Oh, because they show, I mean, it's Diana's origin story. So they show her as a kid and then as a teenager and becoming a grown up. And Sophie was like, she looked at me and she goes, "Oh, I know. She's becoming Wonder Woman." Like, yeah, baby, she's becoming
how
Wonder
awesome
Woman.
Is that though?
She was so cute, but she was like,
"How awesome is that?"
It.
She's 5 years old, people. Yeah. Like to the audience, she's five, all right? And she's like, yes, obviously to us it's common sense, but it's like, first of all, it's not even common sense to a lot of adults. Some fucking adults on Facebook are stupid as shit about this movie.
Well, it's Facebook.
So she's 5 years old and she gets it. She's like, "Oh, she's becoming Wonder Woman," and she's like, "Yes." And then she turns to her. And to her, and all this happens to her, like my wife, like it, like very few. I get the hand-me-downs, like moments. And she goes, "Mommy, we have to own this at home.
Yeah,
we have to buy this. We have to buy this for home.
We're gonna." And I told her, "I was like, yeah, baby, we're gonna buy it now."
Yeah,
no, quiet and watch.
Yeah,
just stop talking and watch the movie.
Listen, Claire Underwood's about to get up here. Look, pay attention.
She's great, man.
I bought a Hippolyte's a pop today. They had it at Walmart.
Sure,
you can't send me to Walmart.
I didn't send you to Walmart.
Yes, you wanted me to buy Sophie a costume.
Yes, I never said go to Walmart. Never in a thousand years would you I send you there.
The picture
that's you enemy
sent,
territory the, for you.
It is. Yes, give me yes. Target or give me nothing.
But yeah, you voluntarily. Because the, but you voluntarily chose
because
Walmart.
Because the picture you sent me of the costume you wanted was a screenshot of the Walmart website. So I went to go see if they had it.
Okay. I just sent you. I
wasn't I'm sorry. Like I said, did I use logic?
I didn't say go here. I didn't. Logic. But don't accuse me of sending you to Walmart. I didn't send you to Walmart. Weirdo. I love Walmart.
He sent me to Walmart.
I love Walmart.
I'm standing by my statement. He sent me to Walmart. I am.
Anyways, so,
we also saw Wonder Woman this week. I actually went to see Wonder Woman on my birthday. That's what
happy birthday.
Well, that's not, I'm just saying that's what I wanted to do.
But
I
was, I'm telling you happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, part of what I wanted to do is like really wanted to go see it. Because just because I was working last week and I didn't have a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what, Tuesday, I'm taking the day off. Like, let's go do that. So I did. And
Steph is totes busy, like, all the time. Sorry.
I was busy.
I know.
I was working.
It was a joke.
Okay. so I
you explain it.
When the movie ended, David looked at me. He's like, "Did you like it?" Which is what he always like after every movie. Like we always like turn to each other, ask each other,
like if, everyone does.
If we liked it, not everyone does.
What?
Who doesn't go to a movie and ask the person that they're with if they enjoy yeah. the movie?
I don't give a fuck if you liked it or not. I'm not gonna even ask you. I don't give a shit. Man. That's a
who
weird
does
thing.
That?
Neri, obviously you're selfish.
Yeah, obviously selfish. Just thinking of me and watching whenever I want to watch something. I don't know. No, but yeah, no. She so brings up like a good point. Movie? Who does that? There's nobody. I don't
right,
think anybody
so David's
does
like,
that.
Did you like the movie? And like my answer to him was like, I wish I had a daughter to come bring to see
yeah.
this movie.
Yeah. But you took the next best thing. You took David.
Yeah,
it's the next best thing.
I want to take my niece, but my niece lives in Virginia, and I doubt I'll see her before the movie's already like yeah. home. So, but I did. Watch Star when she was here a couple weeks ago. I sat down and I watched episode 7 with her because I really knew that she would. With my niece is very much like Sophie. She's like feisty and she's, you know, she's like a tough chick. So I sat and I watched Star Wars with her because I knew that she would fall in love with Rey. So that's what I wanted. So when she comes down next time, I'll watch Wonder Woman. With like it'll probably be like
it's pretty.
We'll
awesome.
Have it in the family share by then.
Yeah, it'll be in the family share
I'm
by
sure
then.
I'll be there a few times.
It'll be in the family share
at
by then.
At least three.
At least three.
So
possibly four if me and Jeff do not communicate.
Which clearly is a problem for the American
iTunes
TV family.
Tells you, you've already bought this
yes,
movie.
Yes, and somehow we still have like 12 duplicates of movies.
No, well, first of all, when we first joined the family share, David and
you
I already...
You bought Box Trolls today. We have it.
Yes, yes, but I didn't buy it off of iTunes.
Oh.
I bought it off of Google.
Well,
but my point is that yeah, there's yeah.
But you know that I actually was reading an article about the movie, and not a spoiler per se, but there is a scene. So for those of you who have not seen it, I won't spoil it. For those of you that had, here's food for thought: the scene where Diana and Steve are on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's all ad-libbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So the awkwardness and all that conversation. All ad libs by
it's
them.
Genuine, yeah.
That's nice.
I was like, that's amazing. Did you guys
she's
see the
stunning.
Did you
she
see
she really is.
Did Jesus you see what Christ. I sent
she's
you guys?
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm not into thin girls. I'm not into I call them palillos. I call them like toothpicks. I'm not into the
but
real
I will say
that's
this,
thin.
She has put on like muscle weight because
yeah, she
you
did.
Look at her
yeah,
in
yeah.
Fast and the Furious, she's a lot thinner.
Yeah, yeah, she's put on muscle weight, but that's yeah. still
she
way
had
too
to
thin
put
for
on
my taste.
Muscle weight.
But I find her muscle. Face. Her face
oh,
is
beautiful.
Stunningly
yeah,
beautiful.
Stunning.
Like it
oh,
is yeah. absurd.
She's also like 5'11", which is like
she's Amazonian.
Huge. Yes, exactly. So
the best thing I've seen for a while.
Yeah,
there's a video clip going around of Gal Gadot and Chris Pine doing an interview, and the tag on it is Gal Gadot forgot where she was at.
Yeah,
because she's looking at Chris Pine
like
and
she's
she
gonna
totally
eat him.
He's
like
so pretty.
For a second goes,
he really is.
Damn, oh, you're fucking hot.
I don't know
where he's really pretty.
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
There it is.
I know that all of us have kind of talked about like this one particular scene.
I just showed Neri the video.
I mean, but that's a natural reaction to when you're standing next to Chris Bryant.
Of course.
That's a natural reaction whenever you're starting next to any one of these two human beings.
Yeah, probably.
These two, like, I literally... I'm sure
if we look hard enough, there's one of Chris Pine looking at her.
There was a promo picture of that, I think it was either Variety or Entertainment Weekly did, of them two, the director, and a fourth person. I forgot who the fourth person was.
I think it's... Robin Wright. I always have a hard time saying.
Maybe, but it was four people, and them two were front and center, and like she was like pretending to just like slap his ass, but they both looked stunning. Like I literally sent it to the group chat, and I was like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Who's the prettiest person in this picture?
Yeah.
Because they were both so utterly stunning, and when I was in Mexico this past week, at one of the ports, when you travel abroad, you find a lot of celebrities do endorsements that you don't really see at home. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm dying to go to Japan, because they do some like crazy ad stuff.
Lipstick for men.
Yeah. So they do all these things, and Chris Pine was there doing a watch ad, and just his picture, I was like, oh, my Lanta. Yeah. Oh, my God. I said, clutching my pearls. I was like, excuse me, Mr. Pine.
Well, today at Walmart, I was looking for the Entertainment Weekly for Missy, and I'm like,
I was digging through
the magazines, and all of a sudden, like, GQ in Espanol comes up, and it's Chris Pratt, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I need a moment of silence.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dick, though.
I don't put...
To his fans, he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, he says he wants to take pictures.
But he's so pretty.
He doesn't take pictures with his fans, he's a bit of a dick. Why do you not want to know the truth?
Because in my happy little fantasies, I don't need that.
But why do you want the fake?
I know that Chris Pine was one of the front runners for Captain America, and I'm still salty that he's not, even though I love Chris Evans, but I kind of in my heart like would always wanted to be Chris Pine. But I'm glad that he made it into the superhero verse.
I know, man. That's a non spoiler. Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but
yeah.
Jesus. I loved him in this movie.
I did too. He was great. I had actually like read something, I think someone posted in the family chat, that he wasn't like really like that character wasn't really supposed to be in it, and then
They were thinking about that, because here's the thing. It's in the new line of the storyline goes with her new storyline of DC Comics, which is called the New 52.
Mm-hmm.
And that along that storyline, it's a more modern day storyline. So Steve Trevor, the character that Chris Pine plays, is in that storyline, but it's a newer, like he's like in the 2000s, he's a military guy in the 2000s, and they were thinking about maybe going that route. Obviously, if that was the case, it wouldn't have him in a 1940s war movie.
It's not 40s, it's before that.
The World War One. I don't know.
World War One is in like 1917. Oh, that's right.
41 was World War II. Yeah, that's World War II. I apologize.
War One's like 1917.
Right. 1918 is actually the date of the picture. The date that picture was taken was 1918. Yeah, yeah.
You mean the war?
Yeah, during the war.
During the war?
The picture.
Yeah. The picture in the war.
Yeah, the war.
The picture.
The war picture.
The movie that's...
War picture.
That has war in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, is this movie about war?
So anyway, as I was saying a little bit earlier...
I know we've all... invisible jet.
We've all talked amongst ourselves about those one particular scene that we're all like...
The missing sex scene? No? Me? Okay.
Well, hold on. Actually, let's talk about that because...
Well, you know,
Chris Pine in the cave coming out of that little like magic water pool. I'm like, there's gonna be a director's cut of this where, like, we see Cash and
I saw that
and
movie.
The
first time we saw it was at a premiere, and I was with my wife and Missy and Christy, Raul's Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And
Raul and Danny.
Right. It's not like I'm going on, what am I, Jeff? Going on dates with married women.
She wasn't married at the time.
And that's worse.
Oh, okay. Well.
So then.
Oh, I know.
When that whole scene happens and they like fade to black and they show like, you know, like the whole sex scene that didn't happen that happened.
Right.
And there was three women around me. And I say three, lowballing the number, because I'm just talking about the three women that I personally know. But there were more in the movie theater that they were like, what's going on? And I literally had to say out loud, it's PG.
Yeah, a fade to black is like really annoying.
I literally had to say out loud, it's PG-13, women, calm your ass down, ladies.
So it's Titanic, and there's a boob in Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another that's another different kind of PG-13. You know what they didn't have in Titanic? War. People dying.
People do die in Titanic.
No, but they didn't have war.
Jet in Titanic.
No, there's no invisible jet in Titanic.
There actually is an invisible jet in Titanic.
Aluminum maybe all over
if
you.
If there was fuck? So if there was an invisible jet, maybe Jack would have survived.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
At least an invisible floaty
would have picked him up on the invisible jet.
So yeah, so that's
they weren't close enough to the
that mascara. Was yeah, that was a in the movie theater, like, three women audibly go, "What the f-? Like? What's going? What's going? Show it!" Like, calm down.
Maybe in the director's cut, fingers crossed.
The director's cut.
Listen, in the director's cut, I just want him changing. Just repeat that scene over and over again.
We get just dressed. Get like the extended version of the cave scene. That yeah, that's
all fine. The camera angles.
Listen, Chris Pine.
You're gonna get a butt shot. Is,
you know, he's more than just a piece of meat, ladies.
No, no. Okay. No.
No. Resounding no. No.
That's reverse sexism.
Listen,
that is yeah. Not a thing.
Not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Listen, from Princess Diaries.
This is second Princess
Diaries. Yes, Princess Diaries 2. That I was like, ooh, you pretty. Come here.
Yeah.
Stay around.
Well, anyway, David like notoriously cries in every superhero movie.
That's why he's my BFF.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I cried at a superhero movie.
I do.
Every single
Guardians. Every single
Wonder Woman. I bawled okay, I at did Guardians
cry. I shed a tear that one scene
Guardians.
At
Guardians. He was like a mess. Rocked me Guardians. To my core.
No, I was... No, I got
to... I cried in the intro of Guardians 1. I was like... Remember, I
go... The intro of Guardians 1 caught everybody off guard.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. They use cancer right up front. Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Chris was like,
that's like up
the
shit.
Fuck am I come watching? On. Why yeah. Am I crying 10 minutes into this
no,
movie?
It doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
That's like up level shit. I like, know. Come on.
That yeah. Doesn't count.
But I cried. That's a superhero movie and I cried.
No, but Guardians 2.
I did cry Guardians 2. Yeah. Here's the difference. I get emotional a lot, but I don't cry. Crying is that's an other level. Like, that's the next step. And I cry. I shed a tear in Guardians 2. You're right. I did forget that.
Guardians
right.
2 yeah, yeah. Recently that rocked one. Me. I cried.
I was emotional throughout the whole movie, but that one scene with Drax. Whew.
No, Guardians 2, like...
I like the fact that Steph is looking at me like, what are these humans speaking
yeah,
of?
No, I
what
is this cry, emotion I boo-hoo thing? Cried, like, the good last 45 to half hour of Guardians 2. Like, so I feel like I cried at Civil War for some reason.
Yeah, why would you cry at Civil War?
I don't know, but I feel that there was a something about... Was it Civil
War? You stand like a tree and you move? That scene?
Maybe.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's I got emotional in the funeral
I feel... I could get emotional. I could get emotional. I got emotional with spoiler alert, the movie came out last year, about... When he found out it was Bucky that killed his parents.
Oh, that's when
oh,
I
he
cried.
You're like, I don't care. You killed my mom.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I didn't cry, but yeah, that's
whole.
I didn't cry, but I was like, ooh, emotions.
Yeah, that's like
no, that whole Stephanie scene. Glitched. I cried my eyes out because I was just watching the movie. I'm like,
you hear it? What's happening?
And I feel it in. Yeah, that's when I cried my. I think that's when it was. That
I
was.
I haven't. I don't. Aside from Guardians and Wonder Woman, and even Wonder Woman, it was like one single tear because I was like trying to hold it together or whatever, but Wonder Woman uses an unfair advantage with me because I have a daughter and I'm thinking about yeah. Very much more. And again, it's nothing, I'm not saying anything bad about Wonder Woman. I'm just saying that it hits extra close to home with me. Yeah. So that's that. But I don't remember another superhero. So what other superhero movie did David cry in? Out of curiosity.
All of them.
Like, every single one.
Like almost every single one.
I cried I have a different reason though. Like, but I cried at
Suicide Squad. He did not
I cried at
cried
First Avenger.
That was so painful.
Yeah. I cried at Captain America First Avenger. I cried.
I'm sure he cried in that
when
one too because that's
when
his
Bucky
favorite.
Falls off the freaking train and he thinks he's dead. Yeah, and then when Peggy is freaking like Viejita in the bed.
That's not part one.
That's
Winter Soldier.
That's in Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
like
yeah that I didn't cry, but that was like me when with like the Drax thing was like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck. But she's old. Let her die.
No, but
bye.
The fact that like she spent her entire
it
life.
No, you know what it was for me? It had like that Notebook moment where yeah. It was like she knew who she was. My grandmother died of Alzheimer's, so it's like
so
it kind of it gets close to home okay. To me. So when she's sitting there and
thank
she
you
knows
for the vag
I'm
shot.
Sorry.
Appreciate that.
I didn't
thank
give you.
You
a vag shot.
Lucky
Jesus
you,
Christ.
David.
Whatever.
Now he's really thinking you gave me a vag.
No.
I am here to attest. No.
I did not.
You don't know what I can see. Don't. You don't know my.
I promise
you. Don't know my eyes.
I promise you there's nothing you can see.
Trust me, I wasn't looking. It wasn't like I was like, ooh.
Mary, let's be honest. I may not be able to see it, but I'm going to agree with her.
Yeah, of course.
It was that moment that, because like, you see her talking to Steve and she knows who she's talking to, and then just the snap of like she loses it and then she has no idea what's going on. Like that hurts. Like,
yeah, because I understand from your perspective because you went through that in real life, so I understand. But as someone who thankfully I haven't gone through that in my real life, I was sad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a robot. I mean, I'm not like, oh, fuck this bitch. Let her die. I was just like, oh, that's sad. But I never got close to, I never got any. Guardians is really the only one I could think of that's not Wonder Woman. And that, again, Wonder Woman is cheating because it's using something close to home with me. So
I can't
think of another superhero movie that I cried in.
No, I'll tell you, like, those are moments.
I cry a lot.
And I'll tell you.
I cried at The Mask. Is that a superhero movie?
No.
With Jim Carrey?
Well.
Eh.
Is he? He has powers and stuff, but
Logan.
But see, that's the thing. Like, there's movies that I cried.
Where in Logan did you cry?
The end.
Oh, Dave probably cried there too.
But see,
Did you not get emotional? You can't even
I knew
understand.
It was coming.
But you can't even see.
I knew it was gonna happen.
Did you see?
I knew
part
it was
two?
Coming too, but still.
Yeah. Did you see part two?
Yeah.
Did you see when the other Mewing goes, "I seen you die, and I see that you die with your heart in your hands," and he died in Logan holding his daughter's hand, his heart in his hand.
It's not on video already.
It's not on video.
On video, Mina.
Same.
And Hugh Jackman.
Out on iTunes.
And Hugh Jackman was notorious for saying for over a year, this is his last movie, there's no more Logan.
Wasn't it in...
But that's like...
His heart and his hand.
Oh my God. When they turn the cross that it's an X. Kill me. I'm done. I was done.
Well, let me tell you that in First Class...
Look at Stephanie, like...
I will tell
what
you.
A rock monster.
I'm looking for something.
Just made out of stone.
I will tell you. In First Class, I didn't cry, but I got teary when you see Xavier get shot, and you realize that's how
you know. That's the day we got married. Yeah. That movie came out the day that we got married, and we saw that movie on our.
That was our wedding reception, guys. Our wedding. We got married and we went to go watch. Yeah, he was shot. Yeah. I'm laughing.
But we're
laughing. I mean, it's not a funny story.
No. Laughing. I remember you talked about it recently.
I'm laughing because as we're watching that movie and we see him get shot, this kid, like two or three rows behind us, he goes, "Oh, that's why."
He goes, "Oh, that's why he's in a wheelchair." And it broke up
the moment.
It just totally. And we were all like, "Yes, that is.
That is why we're all.
You are piecing it together, my friend.
Good job.
Good job.
Good
buddy.
Job, little buddy.
Good job. Also,
I feel like
good job.
No, never.
I don't think Also would catch that. Also would be like,
you guys make fun of Also so much.
Also's
he's great.
Awful.
Oh man, come on.
No, we gotta save that for Jeff.
We have to save Also for Jeff.
You gotta do Claribel.
We
gotta
do Claribel
that
Jeff.
Too.
But I feel like Jeff's talking
Jeff
about
doesn't like
before.
Also.
Not on the podcast.
No, we're saving Jeff. We have an actual plan for you. The only husband that has a plan.
I have a minor plan for Neri. No, but I'm trying to remember. Like, I feel that in the second, not First Class, which was the one that came after First Class?
Days of Future Past.
I feel that there was a moment with him and Mystique that made me get a little emotional.
I haven't cried though. There's a difference between getting emotional. All these movies have
no Guardians is boohoo.
Yeah, well, Guardians. I did shed a tear. I did shed a tear, and I did get
tears.
I did get heavily choked up at Logan. I don't know if I cried, but I got heavily choked up, and I think if it would have lingered there another moment, if I would have let myself, I think I would have cried at Logan. But I was trying to fight it back, and Wonder Woman, and I'm trying to think of any other one. But you're right, Guardians is really the only one.
Guardians 2 killed me at that's 30, 45 minutes, and it wasn't just
it was the Drax part, and then he ain't your daddy.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes.
I'm Mary Poppins.
Did you see the picture of when he went to Disney World like a week later?
Geekmore posted it.
Yeah, it was
whatever.
Shared it.
That was amazing.
I don't want to say
Meg, post you it didn't post it. Like, I didn't want to say post it. I'm not the one,
Geek Moore wasn't the one going, like, we broke the story, guys.
I remember meeting at a convention a while before he got Guardians, when Michael Rooker used to just go to conventions for Walking Dead and for basically a lot of just like the random shit he had done. And in Mallrats, have you seen, obviously?
I haven't seen it in years.
I didn't like he was the dad.
Okay.
I remember he was the whole thing with the chocolate covered pretzels.
Fuck, yes.
The chocolate covered pretzels. He has a pretzel necklace that he wears.
That's funny.
And I remember seeing it, and he showed it to somebody, like it was in the line in front of us. I was talking about it, and I was like, that's fucking hysterical.
Good job.
Like, good job knowing the one thing that that character is known for. Good job.
Did you hear what James Gunn, the director of Guardians, said about he was hesitating doing agreeing to do part three because Michael Rooker wasn't going to be in it. And he said, I have a hard time doing anything without him because he's that good. And he's that good of a friend. He's
amazing.
That good of an actor. He's that good. And he didn't even know, Rooker didn't even know he said this, that James Gunn has said this, until somebody else was interviewing him and played the clip. And he goes, wow, I didn't know that. He was like, well, you know.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if I had to pick.
But he's awesome as a guy that you hate.
Well, yeah.
Well, I hated him when he was Merle. Like, I hated him until, like, the episode where he died, and then I felt bad for Daryl. And
even him, I'm telling you, but even Mallrats, he was the asshole dad. Like, he always plays the asshole. Yeah. And he screams at my unborn child.
Bad guy face.
He does have bad guy face.
He screamed at my unborn child.
Nice. So does Danny Houston. Danny Houston has bad guy face.
I don't know who Danny Houston is.
Yes, you do. The guy that,
you know who you
the,
know.
The general, I can't even fucking pronounce the guy's name.
Good.
The lady that was, the guy that was with Dr. Poison the whole time.
That guy, yes.
Oh,
that guy,
okay, well,
that guy has bad guy face.
He was also the bad guy in X-Men.
Because he has bad guy face.
He was also the bad guy in X-Men.
Yes, he's always a bad guy.
Striker, we're like, in X-Men.
He's obviously the bad guy. We're like, he's going to be a bad guy in this movie. Fact.
Well, the fact that he was a German.
Well, already.
Immediately told you. Immediately.
But we met Rooker at when I was pregnant, and we hadn't really like announced it yet. We were going to announce it because we were like 2.5 months pregnant with Nathan, and we went to Philly. And we had a photo op with Michael Rooker and with Norman Reedus. And I was showing, because there I didn't care. I wasn't hiding it like I was down here. So I had like a t-shirt on that was like showing my belly. And we take the picture, and the guy says, oh, there's a problem with the flash or something or other. He's like, we have to do it again. And Michael Rooker goes, looks at me and goes, and bends down, straight face to my belly, and goes, listen, you messed up the picture, drew it again.
So Nathan got yelled at by Michael
Rooker. And nice. If you see the picture that we have of that photo op, I am dying. Because
the second picture?
Because when they take the picture, I still am not over the fact that Michael Rooker just yelled at my stomach.
Well, luckily for you, you were actually pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it would have been awkward if you weren't pregnant and he would have done that. You would be like, you're screaming at a burrito.
That is
my burrito for baby.
This is my burrito for baby. Like, I did that recently to a lady on
never
stage.
Did I not share this story? You never make that assumption.
Did I not share with you? The
you
most
obviously
awkward.
Don't listen
I really didn't
podcast.
Share this with you.
I think you did.
That's so weird. I share everything with you.
Now that I'm thinking about it,
this happened
I think
a month ago. This wasn't even that long ago.
I thought you did.
Where
it
I said
again.
You want to see the most awkward 8 seconds of my career, and I have it on tape. I have it on tape.
You never do that.
And it was so very awkward. I have it on tape. And
I can
cut it down to the 8 seconds, and I literally said, "The thing is." I was crushing that show. Like, it was fucking everything. Up until that moment. And then the show ended 30 seconds after that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking over with.
Yep.
Yeah. I said, I'm probably going to regret this, but are you pregnant? Are you guys expecting? And she goes, no. I go, no? I go, yeah. You didn't look it. And then moved the fuck on. And 30 seconds later, I was out the fucking door. Ooh. And when she stood up, she was una flaca. She was so thin. She had, it was just her dress. It was a floaty thingamajig. It was just, and she was holding her stomach in a weird way. It was just not like when she stood up.
Empire. I thought it was empire.
It's spelled empire, but it's pronounced empire.
I've been saying it wrong. For
I don't know what you're talking
really
about.
Long time. The dresses that start like that are tight up here and then flowy.
Right.
Those dresses that make people look pregnant when they're not.
Right. So, yeah.
There's like a meme.
But had she been pregnant, that would have been a lot of fun. and we would have been talking about it. She would have been like, "I got yelled. My baby got yelled at by a comedian." That would have been funny.
Pull the audience first.
Yes.
Who here is pregnant?
There's like a picture.
Is anyone here pregnant?
Yeah, there's a picture that goes out that shows.
14 years of my career, never have I made that mistake.
I mean, there's a first time for everything.
And that's a rookie mistake. That is a rookie mistake.
Super rookie mistake.
That I'm like, if there was any other comedian would have told me I would have done this, that they would have told me they would have done this, I would have been like, you're an idiot. This is not how you, like, there are tricks to the trade that you do not do. And in 14 years, I have never decided. But things were going so well. And I was like, she's probably pregnant. She was holding her belly. Like, who the fuck holds her stomach like that? Laughing. I don't understand.
Maybe you were being funny.
maybe she was just laughing.
She did not like that, by the way. Afterwards.
Yes, nobody likes that.
No, no, but she, like, her husband was laughing afterwards. Like, not about that, but still laughing. Because I went out for another 3 or 4 minutes. And he was still laughing. And she had this shit face of, like, no matter what I said after that.
Yeah. Well,
I don't blame her. I'm not going to win her over.
I don't blame her, bro.
I don't blame her. But at the same time, let it go.
You're in a comedy show, lady.
Let it go. Let it go at this point. You know, I didn't make a big thing of it. I didn't fucking keep going with it. I let it go. I did three or four more minutes of funny stuff. You could have gone with that. But it was awkward for me. Like, the audience in the tape, you don't really see how awkward it is. But for me, it was like eternal fucking awkwardness. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was hilarious for all the wrong reasons. It was hilarious.
You clearly don't listen to our podcast, as we've said like 6,000 times.
But I've never done that. I've never needed to listen.
But why would you? Okay.
But it's one of those things where if it would have been, this was an, look, and this is going to sound totally.
Can you say a sentence?
Because I'm trying to think of a way to say this without sounding like an asshole, and I'm going to sound like an asshole. So this is going to sound totally conceited. I'm good at what I do. I'm confident in my ability to do what I do.
Okay.
So whenever I say a show went well, to me means a show went extra well, because my average is well.
Mm-hmm.
My average is I'm a very tough critic. On myself, I'm my own toughest critic. I'll be the first one to tell you the show wasn't good. I'll be the first one.
Just switching positions. I'm not showing you my vagina. Just so that.
Well, you mean you don't mean to show me your vagina, because you did last time.
I did not.
Oh.
So of course you didn't show me your vagina. You have underwear. You see what I did there? That's hilarious. So
I didn't mean to do anything.
Anyways, so my point is that I have.
Because you can't see up my...
No, because I can't get comfortable.
You want to sit over here?
No.
There's room on the couch for you.
Slide down.
If you haven't noticed, I've like taken over a chair over here.
I'm fine. I'll survive.
So I'll even be the one to say the audience was too good. Like, I know when it's not me. I know when they're laughing too hard that I'm like, they're going to be laughing. You're too hot right now. It's one of those things where I can say, you know, a goody goo goo, and they go, like, right, that's not
the bartender
me.
Was heavy-handed.
Yeah, that's not me. So that's not, like, I'm fully aware. I'm very honest with myself about myself. But this show was really good. Like, I was fucking Totes. Crushing it. I was like, oh, man, I could do no wrong. And that's what Totes. I thought.
And
to be honest, I'm not to be an asshole, not to continue to be an asshole, but I'm going to continue to be an asshole. The rest of the audience still had a great time. Even after that awkward moment, everybody else, including her husband, was still fucking laughing. That's how great the show was. That I only fucked up that show for one person and me. Because I was like, I'm not having fun anymore. I want to get out of here.
I wanna go because
you
home.
Kept looking at her.
No, because I kept not looking at her. That's what made it even more awkward. I was like, I'm going to look at the ceiling. She's in the front row, too. It wasn't like she was in the back where I could just avoid that section. She was in the fucking front. So it was like panning from left to up, down, right. Like, I'm just, there's a huge, yeah, not good.
Good job.
But it was still a really good show.
I'm so proud.
Anybody that goes to that show won't even remember that part, except for that one girl.
She's like traumatized for the rest of the night.
You know,
now,
and you want to know the fucked up part?
Talks about awkward pregnancy shit, she's going to be like, oh, there was this one time on a cruise where this dick comedian.
With this fat comedian. That's exactly what was going to come up first. And he was fat as fuck, so he shouldn't even be able to talk. Like, that's a fact. She's never going to just say comedian. She's like, this fat fucking comedian is just. Those are the words. And here's to make it even worse. I'm talking to the other comic, talking about how embarrassing it is, how embarrassed I felt, and how awkward I felt. As the show, when the show ended, we're selling CDs, everything was done. I'm talking to her. I'm like, man, I was so bad, blah, blah. And she like ran out the other exit type of deal to avoid me. I'm saying these words out loud to the comedian next to me as we're turning the corner she's getting out of the fucking bathroom at the same time. And I did not, I look like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, where I was like, I don't, and I fucking turned the other way and walked the other direction, left my, I was in mid sentence and left the other comedian like, I'm not having this. Nope. Bye. Didn't even say bye. Just turned around and left. And the other comedian had to like do a little jog to catch up to me, because I was like, nah, I'm, nope.
It was a week or a week cruise.
It was a week cruise, but it was already like, yeah, last day or second to last day.
Plus the ships that he goes on are so big that like,
and plus I stay in my cabin.
What I'm saying is because you didn't.
I do it by Predator.
Yeah.
Which you guys haven't even complimented me on how amazing that is. Chrissy, you know that's amazing.
Oh, no,
they won't let their husbands take it away.
Oh, no, I allowed it. I said it could come to my house.
I don't want it in my house.
I said it could come to my house.
See, you have one cool co-host.
Take it.
You have one cool
co-host. I wouldn't pay for one.
Oh, trust me.
We can take it.
Jeff, it's in your future, my friend.
Happy.
Not mine. Not mine.
You can buy it for him.
I could buy another one.
For him?
Trust me.
Go right ahead. Gifted? Perfectly okay.
Translation, Jeffrey, don't you fucking dare.
No,
I mean, the only way that would be in David's possession is if someone gave it to him, and then it would immediately go
it was an inheritance.
His classroom. But then I'm not sure that he could even have it in his classroom,
because
it's really aggressive.
Yeah, it is really aggressive. Yeah,
maybe if his mouth was closed. School, I don't think that
how is that aggressive?
It's
what? He's just the scores that he's stepping on. What is that aggressive?
I don't think that like the brothers and the principal of the Catholic school that he works at.
Yeah, the monks would not.
If there were nuns, it would be a different story. But I bet you all the brothers would be like, "Oh, that's so cool! That's amazing!" Have you watched the Geekmore unboxing?
You can watch how unamused I was.
You can watch how unamused my wife is, and then watch the other three guys who had this total look like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was awesome.
No, man, I actually think it's pretty cool, and Jeff has a room perfectly suited for that, but I'm not paying for one.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Jeff. You're welcome.
No, but see, my whole thing is the entire cruise, I'm glad it was towards the end,
It was.
Because you didn't ruin the cruise for her.
You ruined the cruise for him.
Yep.
Because you know for the next 2 days or however it was, got dressed...
Do I look fat in this?
Do you think I'm pregnant? You know he was like, fuck you, Nerissa.
Yeah. You didn't think about that, did you?
No, I just laugh at the fact that it's like, first of all, she's... I don't think that's accurate. I don't think she's going to be like, oh, does this make me look fat?
I think you're trying to mansplain how a woman thinks to us. No, not at all
what I'm doing, but thanks for doing that. For women explaining what I'm trying to say, thanks. I don't think that's what happened. I'm laughing at the fact that what I know would happen is she did not stop cursing me out. And so that was a thing. Do I look fat or blah, blah, I don't care. Because she knows she's not. She's super thin. If this would have been a thick chick, I could understand that mentality. But she was super thin, so I know she's... First of all, she's never worn that shirt again.
Yeah, fact. No, fact.
She's never worn that shirt again.
That shirt getting burned.
That shirt ain't even making it off the ship. She's like, fuck that. Give that to somebody else.
There's a fucking shark in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
That was so gone that night.
That's first of all. Second of all, she's just going to continue to fucking trash me the entire, for God knows how long, not only just for the cruise.
Her whole life.
No, not the whole life.
That is going to stick with her entire life.
Yes, it will stick with her entire life, but she won't curse me. She'll straight up curse me every single day for about a week.
See, the good thing
is... Fuck that fat motherfucker.
But here's the good thing.
Like, it's going to be story after story. Oh, let me fucking... Oh, how's your cruise? Let me fucking tell you what happened. Like, that's exactly what's going to happen.
The good thing is,
and that made me laugh. That's funny.
She probably doesn't remember your name.
No, of course not.
So well, the good thing name? Is, .com. Yeah. So the good thing is, she's probably just says like that comedian,
that fat motherfucker. She does not say that comedian.
I'm Stop trying to be nonsense. Nice.
No, because she's not being nice. And here's the thing: I'm not blaming her. I'm not saying how dare she make fun of me or how dare she get mad at me and stay mad at me. She has every right in the world. And if I would have been skinny, it would have been different. It would have hurt her feelings. I think it's more about anger because a fat guy confused her for being pregnant, and she was super thin. That's what I think.
That shirt's burnt.
I think it's a big difference.
That shirt is burnt.
Yeah. She probably is calling you a fat mother.
Yeah, of course, as she should be. I would. I'm like, who the fuck is this fat motherfucker to tell me I'm pregnant, bitch? You're pregnant. How about that? Like, that's, oh my God, the things I say about myself. Just, I'm so embarrassed about that. Like, I'm telling you, I have no shame. We on Geekmore have not done a topic of quote unquote guilty pleasures because it's very difficult because the people that we have on our panel don't really feel ashamed. We don't really feel like we love boy bands and we love like, so it's difficult to come up with a, what's your guilty pleasure? Like, that's a difficult topic for us because we have no shame. I am flat out embarrassed about myself for doing that. Awkward 8 seconds. And I have it on tape. The fact that I have it recorded, I don't even record every show, but the fact that I happen to record that one, oh my God. So great. Awesome. Good times.
Okay, so switching gears. I want to talk a little bit about, now that since we're talking about fat motherfuckers, two things.
Nice dissolve.
I want to talk about, have you guys seen the Snow White like parody movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming. Have you guys seen what that deal is?
No.
I know about the billboard.
So there's this movie coming out called, I believe it's called...
The Red
Shoes. Red Shoes and the Seven Dwarfs. It's supposed to be like a parody. Is the smell bothering you? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
No, it's bad.
It's bad.
No, but eat regular wine bothers me. It doesn't bother me anymore.
Okay. Should we?
I'm actually.
Pause real quick?
Sure.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's go. Okay,
Mama, where are we at? No. Talking less.
Oh, I was going to bring up the Snow White thing.
Oh, okay. Are we on?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, oh, sorry. That yawn was on.
Hey.
It's okay, I cut it off.
Return the urinal.
Okay.
Oh.
It's only $11, but fuck it. It's $11.
Yeah, well, mine's open. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's open. It's sitting there.
And Nathan kind of broke the little spindle thing.
Yeah, Link broke it too. It was $11.
No, he pulled it out.
Oh.
Because they played with it.
That's gross.
I don't think they repeated.
No, they
nope,
never peed on it.
Not a one of them did.
Nathan will walk up to the little urinal and pretend pee. Yeah. Like he'll stand at it and go psst, and walk away and go, "I did it." And I'm like, "No, you didn't."
Like, well,
but in my head,
are you recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny.
And I'm like, "No, you didn't." He's like, "Mommy didn't." But of course, to him, I go, "Yes, Papa. Do you want to do it for real?" No.
No. About
you have progress.
We did
with potty training.
We've gone all week. There's been only one accident, and
good
it was
job, Link.
Yesterday, he's got pee pretty much down. Like he tells me, and I remind him like every day. I'm like, "What do you do when you have to go pee pee?" And he looks at me and he goes, "Tell Mama or tell Papa." So now, like he knows that we go and we pee in the potty, and he tells me basically every time, even when he still has his pull-ups on, because like in the morning sometimes I don't take the pull-up off right away
because
he's a little grumpy in the morning. And
wonder where that would have come from.
Her
face. And that's where it came from.
You don't say.
Anyway, he's not exactly a morning person, and neither am I.
Shocker.
Are you done? Are you two done? Can I finish my story? Can I finish?
Okay,
all right, I'm finished. I love that movie. So funny. Anyway, so, but poop, he's still like not great with it. Like the other day, I happened to just notice that he was doing like his stand in a corner and like try to poop quietly thing, but he was wearing underwear. So I was like, nope, we're going to the bathroom. But I guess yesterday, like I was taking a shower, and I guess Dave didn't like either catch it in time or whatever, so he had actually like pooped in the underwear. Mm-hmm. But that was the only like incident. So
good job, Link. High five.
He's pretty much
go, Link, go.
So now what I need to do is start getting him to like sleep without it, because in school like they can't even put on a pull up during nap time.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to, yeah, because they don't have changing tables in pre-K 3. They need to be fully potty trained pre-K 3. So I
we're in kindergarten. Where's K 2?
Why did this happen?
I don't know.
What's happening?
Someone I don't really like just sent me a friend request.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's to the not the friend request. It's to the LuLaRoe thing.
No, it's a friend request.
Oh, the things that you're seeing is to the LuLaRoe thing.
This is sent you a friend request.
Oh, no, I'm not. But I'm not looking at yours. I'm looking at mine.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. But you know that
there's a girl that my wife is not a fan of.
I
would you like me to say why?
No.
We're not talking about that.
I'm not blaming you or saying that you're wrong.
I'm pretty much okay with knowing Vanessa don't like somebody. I'm not going to question.
Yeah, that's all I need. Irrational support. We're all here. We're all on the same page. I'm not even arguing it. I'm totally defending it.
Minivan drive by?
Yup.
Oh, okay.
That bitch.
But, Jesus. Like, so Nathan, while he won't pee or poop in the potty, besides the fact that he walks up and fake pees.
That's funny.
Yes,
I love that. That's so awesome.
Fake pees. That shit's hilarious.
But, so yesterday, I get home and my mom tells me that Nathan has, Gunner, because the way my dog, baby Gunner.
Oh boy.
Because since the weather
baby
has
Gunner's
been
my favorite.
Yeah. Since the weather has been like all sorts awful of crap here. Ugh. My dog is also a little bit too fino. Mm-hmm. He's fancy.
My dog is fino too. I have to go walk her.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go outside.
She doesn't like going outside and like touching
wet grass.
She's fine with like touching wet grass if she's on a leash, but for some reason by herself, she won't do it.
Yeah, like Gunner won't walk she's outside.
Yeah, Lady won't go outside at night. If it's dark, she doesn't go outside.
Yeah, no, like if the door opens to the patio and it smells more like of the like rain has fallen. My dog like
look
turns around and walks away.
Bitches. She commented on a post from May 16th.
The one about the pee?
Yes.
Yeah, I just saw that now.
Fucking May 16th. What's today's date? June what? 9th?
When and this airs, it'll be June 14th.
Uh huh. Yeah. 13th. And she just, it's been a month. And she commented, thirsty.
In all fairness, and
is
I'm not
the same
arguing.
Yes.
I'm not arguing. In all fairness, it was a medical question, and she is a medical professional.
That is not a medical question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Potty training tips is not a medical question.
Okay, well, it's not a medical question.
That's not how.
All right, let's move on before I like.
Yeah,
explode.
So let me continue with my doggy story. So my dog won't go outside.
I hate the fact that this bitch just ruined my chance of getting laid tonight. And I haven't done a goddamn thing wrong. Like, I'm still like, I'm here. I'm being nice. I'm funny. I'm like, hey, we're all fucking sharing and caring. And now I became the guy whose fucking wife got told by a comedian, you're pregnant. Now I'm that fucking guy. Listen, that I'm like, I did nothing wrong. I did nothing fucking wrong, man.
I'm trying to make her laugh at a dog story. So yes, let's go back to that. Maybe
she'll
forget
about it. She's stuck
on
this.
Because she's like going May 11th. She just liked a picture from May 11th.
She's like
11th.
That random chick that goes and like looks at your shit from like 76 weeks ago.
I'm not defending her. Why are you guys looking at me like staring at me like say something? Like I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying nothing.
I'm not saying anything.
Actually, you know, matter of fact, I'm saying something. You're right, honey. But crazy bitch. This bitch is crazy. The fuck is wrong with her?
No,
crazy.
Your audience, Neri. Good job.
Crazy.
Good job, Neri. You're getting it.
Chick
that
is nuts, man. What the fuck?
Oh,
I gotta block this shit.
What a seed, though.
Thank you, BFF. I'll fucking take it. I don't give a shit. I'll take a pity handy. You think I won't?
That will get
you think you, I fucking won't?
That will get you two pee-pee touches. Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. I like the fact that any guy is supposed to be like, what the fuck? Like, I'm above that. I'm above a fucking a handy. Get the fuck out of here, man.
No guy is above anything.
No, not a pity handy. I don't give a shit.
Are you
have
touching
this,
my peepee?
It's fine.
Yeah, her and I go through this thing where she was like so romantic, and I'm like, you make fun of me when I try to be romantic.
I do.
You make fun of me when I don't be romantic. You make fun of me when I'm crude. The fuck? I don't give a shit. Like I told her. She goes, but I don't want to. I'm like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I've given up trying to get you to want to do things. I ask her. You know, that's how I ask her now, so for sex. Romantic. I don't go, hey, do you want to have sex? I go, are you willing to have sex? Those are the words that I use because I fucking have to. And she's like, doesn't it bother you? I'm like, I'm done. I'm done trying to get you to want to. I'm done. It's not going to happen anymore. I'm done.
This is it. Jeff will try to, like, cuddle some nights when, like, Nathan's asleep. And for he'll be like, oh, so
once in a
cuddle.
Blue moon when Nathan's yeah. asleep.
And he'll be, like, that sweet and, like, cuddle. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Why are you touching me?
Sometimes I'm like.
Why are the spiders here?
Why is this happening?
Sometimes I feel, like, the cuddle. And then, like, he'll, like, get behind me. And I'm like, it's not happening. And then he goes, okay. And he, like, rolls right over.
David be like, okay.
No, even before, I have to set up the evening prior to that.
How did
hey,
we
tonight,
this?
Tonight's gonna happen. Hey, so just letting you know about later on tonight, whatever. Hey, there's no podcast recording, so tonight, you know. And she's like, shut up. Like, I have to already implant that seed.
Inception.
Metaphorically, in fucking her mind, like, hours before. Because God forbid. God forbid. Yeah, I mean, fuck that bitch is what I'm trying to say. All this comes back around to fuck that bitch.
You started it. It's really all your fault.
Because some crazy person is liking my stuff from a month and a half ago. And I know it's only the stuff that he's tagged in. Yeah, so
she's my friend on Facebook. And the funny thing is,
she shouldn't be.
The funny thing is, the reason why she doesn't comment on anything else of mine is because anything that I post that people who could see my post are friends with, except acquaintances. And I've relegated her to acquaintance. So therefore, she never sees any of my posts. So the only post that she does see is stuff that you tag me in. Because when you tag somebody, it says that their friends can see it.
Oh, so this is my fault?
No, not at all. No, this bitch is crazy. I'm telling you. She's crazy.
He's really trying to get laid.
This is crazy. You know how bitches be? Crazy.
Well, you know what I'm excited about? Is that I'm going to tag you when we post the next week, like, announcing this episode.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, no. It's all right. She'll see it in 3 months. No? Fuck that bitch. Whatever. Your dog. Oh, my God.
Let's talk about
your dog.
So,
your dog doesn't like wet grass.
It was her dog.
Christine's dog.
My dog doesn't like wet grass, so my dog has not.
We have to get back to the Snow White thing, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll go back. This will be really quick.
Red shoes. And this is like Woobro already. Like, Woobro digressions.
Sorry,
like,
Zoe.
What happened? Zoe's like, what's going on?
So, the dog won't go out. So, the other day, when they came home from picking up Nathan from school, Gunner had pooped in, like, the living room area. So apparently Nathan has walked up, looked at it, and goes, Lela. He goes, what, Papa? Gunner pooped. Gunner did caca. And my mom's like, where? And he goes, Gunner did caca here. And then apparently he then turns to Gunner and says, baby Gunner, you don't do caca here, you do caca in the potty.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck her.
You know.
I like the fact that my wife's reaction was, aw. And Chris's reaction was like, oh, so you fucking get it then. Oh, so you fucking get it then, right?
You understand. You are supposed to. And my mom goes, yes, Nathan, you're supposed to put a dukaka in the potty. Do you want to go to the potty? No.
No.
But so he gets you fake pee into the urinal, and the poop needs to go into the potty as well. But no.
So he's just being a douche.
He's just being...
I love him, but he's Nathan.
No,
I love
he's
you.
Being...
But you're being...
Like, super... Like, he just doesn't want to. And that's what the teacher said. Like, the teacher straight up said, he just doesn't want to. He doesn't want to yet. Because the kid's smart. The kid gets it.
I mean, obviously. Yeah,
yeah, the kid...
The fact that he can say his last name clearly shows you he's super smart.
Oh, my God. We made him say it, like, 67 times at Chuck E. Cheese the other night.
Poor thing.
Every time I saw him, I'm like, thanks, Nathan, what's your name?
Thanks for the invite.
We were invited.
I know. It's a joke. Jeez Louise.
Every time I saw him, I go, Nathan, puppy, what's your name? He goes,
Nathan, hey, what's your name?
No, it's either, because what I tell him is, Nathan, who you? Not the best English, but it works.
Go, you're teaching him robotics?
Like, who you?
Who you be?
Who you?
Because like, you for who it is?
Because you say, Nathan, what's your name? He looks at you and goes, Nathan? You just said it.
You just called me by my name, stupid.
Yeah, so everybody goes, so, like, your mom did it, like, twice, too.
I would love to be, like, the little kids in the playground and be like, what was that about? I don't know, man. She's crazy. She knows my name. She just said it. I don't know why she's making me say it again.
outfit.
It's so funny because he goes Nathan.
That should
be
in the intro. That should be in the intro.
Nathan Mercancini.
Just the last part. The Mercancini part.
The Mercancini. I got it. Especially the one that we have on tape that he goes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nathan Mercancini.
So cute.
And the best is he goes, I'm like, who am I? He goes, Mama Mercancini.
That's right. That's right.
I'm like, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Mama
Okay, Snow White.
Okay. So Red there's Shoes. This movie coming out called Red Shoes and the Seven Dwarfs. And
not to be confused with Red Shoe Diaries, which is a different movie.
Which is amazing. I used to watch that shit on the Showtime.
Oh, you're a fucking kinky. Her kink score must have been through the fucking roof. You never seen Red Shoe Diaries?
No.
Those are like...
My kink score was actually high, by the way. If we go back to that discussion, it was pretty bad.
People don't know what kink score you're talking about.
If you listen to What's Up, Bro, one of our brother podcasts on the Geekmore Network.
So,
Geek Bro Network.
Oh, thank you.
Red Shoe Diaries was like in the 90s, mm-hmm, I think, yeah. And it was like, remember Embrace of the Vampire?
Yeah, I love that
Jesus
movie.
Christ, I know, me and you, girl.
Man, you guys are old.
It was Skinamax.
It was Skinamax, but like it had more of a plot than Skinamax.
It was David Duchovny.
It was actually actual plot.
Yeah.
It was like Sliver. Does that make sense? Does that make more sense to you? You don't know fucking Sliver, really?
It was Fifty Shades.
Okay.
50 Shades.
No, because Fifty Shades is awful acting.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct is a movie, though. It's not like...
Well, Red Shoes was a movie.
That's my point. Red Shoes was a movie, and then they made it a series of movies.
Okay.
But the original one was a movie. Part two, I think, had... Part one had Drew Barrymore, if I'm not mistaken. And then part two had Alyssa Milano?
No, you're thinking of Poison Ivy.
I am thinking of Poison Ivy. God, man, me and you, man.
Right, can we go
Earth
back to
Earth 2 wife, girl. Earth 2 wife.
I'm not fighting Missy.
I don't think Missy's fighting for me.
Missy has
I don't think
stretchy
Missy's
pants
fighting
on.
For me.
Yeah, bro. Missy has her stretchy pants on. You watch the fuck out.
Game over.
If she takes out that... I'm so glad
Missy's on my side. Bitch.
You be careful, about Missy. Missy on Facebook is
Missy's lethal.
I know.
We remember.
I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
I will unleash the Kraken. Missy, you can call him whatever the fuck you want.
No, Red Shoes was basically this guy who his fiance, after she like dies or something, he finds all these letters and he finds out like what she would do. Like she was like a big old, like did all sorts of stuff, and it was David Duchovny. So it was very popular, and they made it into a series where then as the way that he coped with her loss was putting an ad
sex
out.
Sex with everyone?
No, he didn't have sex.
David Duchovny is supposed to be like a notorious sex addict.
Well, he was in
Californication.
He put on an ad for women to because of the his girlfriend that ended up killing herself because of all the shame or whatever. He goes, send me your letters of your stories so that you share them with somebody so that you don't, you know, have to keep this secret yourself. So he would, it was basically him reading the letters of all these other people's sexual like fantasies or sexual things. There was some crazy shit that used to happen, but the best one ever was one that like that Freedom Williams or Freedom Jones, the guy that did the New Power, was it that? Oh my god, that song! The things that make you go
things that make you go.
That one,
yeah, Salt and Pepper. Things that make
no, that's not Salt and Pepper.
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, that's
I'm not this positive. Now you're putting doubt in my head, but I thought it was.
No, that's this group and the guy, the lead singer from that. Okay, go.
Anyway,
go to Red Shoes.
I'm going to the song Things That Make You Go
Okay, can I talk about the fucking Snow White movie now, please?
Yes, please.
CNC Music.
Yeah, okay.
You
okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, go.
Are we done going down this 90s?
By the way, if I ever have time... No,
we're not.
We're not finished. No, if I ever have time during the day that we can sit down and do... I want to do you and me a Woo Bro where we go just into all this crazy shit from the 90s.
Yes. That's what basically a Woo Bro is.
No, but like...
Not just 90s specific, just...
But nobody else watched this shit that like with you.
I did. It's good. Why are you guys like blankly staring instead
because
of
because we have no idea what you're talking about.
So what? But this is when you're not six now. So how about you listen and go, oh, that's cool. Tell me more about this. Inform me instead of you guys going, well, I can't relate. So I'm just gonna stay quiet. No, how about you go ahead? That's cool. What more? Tell me more about this movie. Did you like it? Did you not like it?
No, because we have a topic we need to get to.
Thank you.
Red Shoe Diary?
No,
red shoes.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay, so it's basically the tagline to this movie is, what if Snow White was no longer beautiful and the seven dwarfs were not so short? But the problem then becomes that apparently the shoes is what...
The tagline is a problem.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. The picture is also the problem.
No, the tagline is a problem. Because that same picture with a different tagline, what if... I can't come up with one now. That's not offensive. But if it was... That's completely offensive with the picture. Because if the tagline says, what if Snow White wasn't so nice?
What if all we knew was just a facade?
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. That's
good
even
job,
better. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I was going to say...
Sometimes she's got a golden nugget in
there. I literally was about to say, what if Snow White wasn't so nice? Or you know, something like that. Right. Oh, wait. Same thing. What if all we knew... what if we knew about the fairy tale was all fake? Or right. Something like that.
Yeah. So the premise of the movie is that the shoes that she wears is like what... makes her beautiful or whatever, quote unquote. And then the dwarves discover...
Oh, she has to put makeup on to be beautiful?
No, she goes from being...
I said that
I know. That's. I'm quoting you earlier. It's an inside joke. Why are you getting mad at me? I thought we were going
to...
It's
so
like
funny
whole,
when you have to explain it.
It's like the whole, oh, it's a war movie. It's a war movie. We all were making fun of somebody. Jesus, God.
Anyway.
We were friends 2 seconds ago.
why are you not being a giving... panelist, don't be selfish.
Sorry. I said that to you, Christy. How dare you bring that up again?
Anyway, apparently, I saw the little trailer, and apparently what happens is that two of the dwarves, like, hide in her house and see her take off the shoes. And apparently when she takes off these shoes, she shrinks about 6 inches and...
gets plumpy.
Gets yeah.
Gets plumpy.
Plumpy for you know.
I like
putting.
I like 'em plumpy.
I like that it was both of you.
Because
that's our favorite part.
That is the best part. That is the only good part about that fucking movie.
Movies.
I don't like Madagascar 2.
I like Turbo.
Yeah, no, that's part one. But part two, the best part, the only good part
that's
about
Will
part
I
two.
Am is the big hippo.
The good part, I like him.
Yeah, that's Will I Am.
Oh my God. Like, what do you like about me? I like that you big girl.
But what else? And plumpy.
So anyway, the whole thing is that the marketing campaign basically says, makes it seem that if you're fat, that you're ugly.
Yeah, because the picture that they have with that tagline is the problem.
Right.
Tagline's a problem.
That's a fucking problem,
I mean, both
man.
Of it is the problem. But the tagline
is because,
a problem.
No, because if it was what Christy said, that what if the story we knew is not the truth
or it's a facade.
Right.
It is.
That picture with the facade, what if it was all facade? That picture would not be a problem.
It really wouldn't.
With that, it's the tagline with the picture that made. First of all, the tagline is fucking awful.
It's horrible.
Awful.
And maybe they could have made the little plumpy version a little bit like more disheveled-y. Because really, the only difference is she's shorter and fatter.
Right.
Like, make her
difference.
Maybe
and
like
she's not
a little
even grotesque fat.
Yeah.
Like, no. she would have gone grotesque fat. Like, she would have gone troll. Like, they would have gone troll.
Yeah, that's why I said ogre-y.
Well,
like,
a lot of people, well, now that you're bringing that up, a lot of people were comparing it to Shrek, where, like, Shrek kind of did the same thing, but it also doesn't make fun of Fiona either.
No, but
like,
also, it doesn't have the tagline of she's not pretty.
Well,
that's a fucking problem. That tagline is awful.
That's why in Shrek, they call the ogre's ugly, but the ogres like receive it as a compliment.
Right.
Where it's like kind of in the same vein
like
as the Addams Family.
Yeah.
Kind of in the same vein as the Addams Family, where it's like if you tell somebody that like they're ugly, it's like they love it. It's a compliment, whatever. This is saying
as
that
your father's eyes. Take those out of his mouth.
I like when he makes himself laugh.
Because I haven't seen a movie in years, and that's the one scene when she brought up the Addams Family. That's the one scene that popped into my head. Like, take those out of
I
his
love
mouth.
Those movies.
That's so hilarious.
That's
so apparently, the voice of Snow White is Chloe Moretz, and
oh, she's busy too about it.
Tess Holliday is the
Who's
one.
Who's Chloe Moretz? I know her
from Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tess Holliday, who is like a plus size model, but like. For like not a for like a real plus like she's a size 22 like she is like the first model of her size to be signed to a major modeling agency. She tweeted to Chloe and was, how did this get approved by any marketing team? Why is it okay to tell young kids that being fat equals ugly?
Yeah.
And apparently Chloe Moretz,
I didn't even read that, and when you read the tagline, I was like, who the fuck approved that? Like, that was my mentality. That was my first
thought.
So
apparently Chloe Moretz had came out and said this whole thing where she was like, well, this is not, nobody on my team, like my management team, nothing like approved, had anything to do with any of this marketing, and I didn't get any marketing materials in advance. I had no idea this was coming out. And she made it seem like the script that was sent to her and the voice acting that she did was for this beautiful story that she really felt was empowering to women, because Chloe Moretz is very outspoken like the Kardashians, for example, saying that they're like a bad example to girls and that, you know, whatever kind
they
of...
are.
Neither here nor there, but what I'm saying is, you know, she's very outspoken about like women's issues and body shaming and like the whole thing. So the fact that it was super surprising to some people that she was in this film that is body shaming women.
Again, the tagline is body shaming. Yeah. We don't know the film. The tagline is body shaming.
Well, that's what she's saying, is that the film is completely different.
It's just bad marketing.
Yeah.
Any kids movie,
it's awful marketing. You can't forget about kids movie. Like, anybody, you don't put that in a fucking movie.
But the thing is, like,
you don't put the words pretty and ugly.
Say ugly. That's using the word ugly in a marketing campaign for any movie that
that's super negative.
Animated.
The tagline says pretty.
It doesn't say ugly. Okay, it says, what if Snow White was no longer beautiful?
Yeah, that's
or no longer. Like,
that's an issue, man. That's an issue, because that's.
Am I the only one that doesn't find like OG Snow White pretty?
Like, well, she's very young. She's the
I know.
Be like 14.
Like, she was like
almost Little Mermaid young.
Almost Little Mermaid young,
which is still creepy.
Daddy, she's not a child.
Not a child.
I'm 16 years old, Daddy. I'm not a child.
Listen, some people were cleaning people's houses around that time. You need to just realize. Sorry.
Is that coughing?
Yes.
It was one cough.
I heard a noise. I wasn't sure if it was coughing.
You can't hear anything.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm informing you. You asked a question. I gave an answer.
Thank you for the information.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think the whole thing is just
That's bad marketing. I just don't understand how people could...
I like the idea of the movie, though.
I like the idea of the movie. I like the idea of... Because this could be a beautiful movie. This could be...
About, like, acceptance.
This could be about acceptance.
Shoes.
This could be about...
Like Fiona.
Which is probably where the film goes.
That's the receipt for the trampoline.
Okay. This...
Sorry, I was looking for it.
This could be...
Could that be the episode title? Yeah.
This is a receipt.
Here's the receipt for the trampoline.
Here's
the
receipt we were looking for. This could be a very beautiful... You don't need makeup to be beautiful. You just be yourself type of movie. This could be very... That tagline is really what fucking
really
ruined
fucking
it.
Terrible.
It really is shitty. And here's the thing. The fact that they didn't go ogre. The fact that they went with a...
Regular looking girl.
She's petite, she's beautiful in her own way. She really is. Look, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not saying this... I've said this a million times. I don't like... I said it even earlier in this episode. I don't like thin girls. I don't like palillos. I don't like toothpicks. I don't like that. I find them pretty. I don't find them attractive to me. I like what I consider normal. And I've said this a lot throughout the years. I just like a normal chick. To me, a normal chick turns out to be a thick chick, apparently, where it's now considered thick chicks. I just...
In that juicy devil side.
Yeah. No, and I don't like... So, to me, I think the short girl in that picture is pretty.
She's adorable. Like,
she's adorable.
Cute, and that's
so this movie could be beautiful. It's just a tagline really fucked it up, and you can't... That's offensive. Dude, I really got offended when I saw that. I just saw that screenshot, and I go, fuck you guys. Like, I didn't even read the story. I didn't want to read the story, because I got so angry. From a father's perspective of a not even a father of a daughter, from a father of a boy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want my son thinking that this is not that equals not beautiful. Like, that's fuck you, dude. That's not nice. That ain't cool, man. That ain't my thing. Ain't
cool,
my bag,
bro.
Baby. Ain't my bag.
So the other kind of body shaming issue that I wanted to bring up is apparently Rihanna has like put on some weight recently, which is go for you, whatever. She's another one that's like super tall.
She looked good though. She looked on weight. I saw her at the finals, like game one of the finals.
Well, people are saying that she's put on weight, and there's a bunch of people like fat shaming her. Like, where this one guy, Barstool Sports, tweeted, "Is Rihanna going to make
that's legit?"
Is Rihanna?
No,
they're a thing.
They're a thing.
Fucking thing.
They tweeted, "Is Rihanna going to make fat the hot new trend?"
Boy.
And this is like stirring up because, like, really, like, who gives a shit? First of all, she's a tall girl. She's another one that's like 5'10 or 5'11. Girls that are tall, like, need to
They weigh more.
They weigh more. Like, it's just, there's it is more what it of is. Them. Exactly. So
there's actually inches more.
Yeah.
Listen, I can carry a shit ton more weight than somebody that's shorter than me.
Of course.
Because I'm 5'8".
Right.
Look, you're 5'8". I'm 5'5", on a good day. That you're, what, 3 inches taller than me. There's 3 inches more of you above the top of my head. So it's just more. There's just...
This is what this
saying
is,
there's more of you sounds awful, but there but is no, like you're taller. Yeah. There is you.
This is what the whole quote from Barstool, like they tweeted that. I don't even like want an to article. And then it says you. So you see her pushing 180, and it's a tough world to stomach with all the fat acceptance and the love me as I am crowd. There's definitely a world where I could see chicks see Rihanna make some strong I don't give a fuck I just love pizza quote that goes viral, and bam, we're in a world where the hottest girls in the world look like the humans from WALL-E. Just in time for summer too, a world of ladies shaped like the Hindenburg loaded in one piece bathing suits may be on the horizon now that Rihanna is trapezing around the world, around out there looking like she's in a sumo suit.
Wow.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
No,
fuck you.
But even in the sports world, I've heard of Barstool.
I have no idea who they are. But they're verified on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They have a follow.
But I've heard of them for years. But their whole shtick has been like they're kind of like Deadspin, but not. You know what I mean? They're in the sense of, like, they'll curse, or they'll say, oh, this guy's a fucking asshole, or like, oh, this guy was like, this sports star was being an asshole, as opposed to ESPN, who's like just reporting the facts. They'll add their own commentary, and right. Their commentary is usually something along the lines of like, oh, so if this guy's, you know this guy's being a dick for holding out on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say he's being a dick. They won't
they
just
make
say
inflammatory statements.
Yeah, they add what's that word I'm looking for? Editorial. They'll add editorial
right.
to it. So I've known about, but they've always been that like harsh and that like, you know, again, Deadspin does it, but they do it funny. They do it like. And they don't go overboard.
But that doesn't make it okay.
No. I'm not talking about body shaming.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about just the editorial pieces that they do where they go, you know, where they're like, oh, Durant was being a douche. You know, they'll just say that as a, when he really was being a douche. I'm not talking about fat shaming or body shaming. So it doesn't surprise me, unfortunately, that these people would say shit like that. But it's clickbait.
Well, it is clickbait, but they got roast, like they got drug over the coals for that.
They should have. I mean, that's just, you know why? Because it's fucking Rihanna. Let's be real. If it was Christy Alley, nobody would protest.
No, you're probably
right. She's a big girl, you know, and Christy Alley has had weight issues before. If it was Oprah, that they would have been made fun of with the exact same story in the exact same words, but just change out the word Oprah or Christy Alley from,
But Oprah and Christy Alley aren't like the ones affecting trends.
But my whole point is that because it's Rihanna and she still looks super hot, that they're like, people are like, no, bitch, you can't do this. You know, that's why I think they got dragged over the coals, as they should. But
they eventually took down the article.
They should have been dragged over the coals no matter who they're talking about, because you shouldn't be saying that shit about anybody. Like, fuck you, dude. So there's one person on fucking Twitter who doesn't like me. One fucking person on Twitter who doesn't like me. And that's enough for me to be like, well, why doesn't he like me? You know?
I shut that shit down.
I've told you before, I will shut that shit down.
But I legitimately don't care because he's... That's not what I say at all.
But
he's not...
Why don't you like me?
No, that's not what I say at all. But here's the thing.
My first
I could only imagine what it's like to be a real celebrity. And I could only imagine... It's hard for me to imagine. Like, the amount that Paul Casanova, formerly of this podcast...
Mm-hmm.
He
look at that name on the floor over there.
He the amount of hate that he gets on Facebook specifically, Twitter's nicer than Facebook. But on Facebook, people go to his page, his official page, and fucking just the shit that they say. I'm like, I would be fucking blocking people left and fucking right. And the thick skin that he has, no pun intended, is amazing. Because
say that, Paul. We still love you very, very much.
Well, I do love Paul.
Not after what I heard on the radio yesterday. Moving on.
So my,
I don't know what happened.
He says that sci-fi movies can't be action movies.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm trying to cover up for you, motherfucker.
Cover up for me? He had a super misogynistic ass commercial.
I didn't hear that commercial, but you told me about it.
Oh, my God. It was awful. Okay, move on.
He pays the bills. Come on. He upsets.
He doesn't?
Well, when he gets me on the radio. Shut up. My point is...
Because Paul's listening to this.
My point is that I can't even imagine what it's like to be Rihanna, where, dude, you've been hot forever.
Yeah.
And you gain 10 pounds and all of a sudden you're gonna hear other, like, the amount of shit that they hear, that she hears on Twitter, mean shit. It's not just like, oh, Rihanna gained 10 pounds. That would suck already.
Right.
Just to hear that. Yeah, fuck, I gained 10 pounds. I don't want to hear from a million people. Forget a million people. But that's not what they're saying. They're saying crazy shit like this. And it's like, dude, come on, man. People are humans. And we forget that celebrities are humans.
That's true. We do. Except for Kardashians, 100%.
Which are whores. But other than them,
you're barking up the wrong tree here,
I'm being funny because I just finished saying celebrities are humans and I'm talking shit about celebrities. It's an irony thing.
I can't even imagine.
I found a box where we can put them.
Considering the fact that, like, I can't even imagine with, like, just with the weight is an extreme, like, that they, people go crazy on them. Fucking Katy Perry. People went batshit and wrote all sorts of garbage to her because she cut her fucking hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, her hair looks awful.
But she's still fucking Katy Perry.
Yeah, but it looks awful.
Yeah.
No, she's still fucking beautiful.
She's stunning.
Who?
But she's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Who do you think we're talking about? Still beautiful. Katy Perry, obviously.
I thought I missed a name. I'm sorry.
No, Katy Perry.
I said it looks like
she threw down the LL.
I knew I heard her.
She's trying to skip over that.
I knew I heard a name.
I don't think she's listening.
She's a personal friend. I still got to defend her now.
We love her.
Go ahead. So yeah, no, Katy Perry, over a haircut. But it's a haircut, though.
Like,
her hair will
grow back.
That's
easier to grow back. You're like, all right, you take flack over a haircut.
No, but the fact that you have to take flack over a fucking haircut.
But you
haircut.
Do, because we take flack over a haircut. Regular people take flacks over haircuts. We do. When I had
regular
hair...
Regular people take flack over gaining weight,
when
too.
When I had hair, but that's mean, though. Hair is funny because it grows back. That's bullshit.
Listen,
that's
the little viejitas at my job love to, like, discuss my weight gain all the fucking time.
Yeah, no, again, weight gain that's what I'm talking about.
Every little viejita loves to discuss your weight gain.
There's a difference between, that's where I was going with, there's a difference between, I'm okay with you talking shit about a haircut, because it's a haircut. You can rag on a haircut, you can make fun of a haircut, because it's a haircut, it grows back. Give me a fucking break, for the most part, until you get to my age and then it doesn't grow back. But weight is a different issue. That's very personal. That's very difficult. It's very difficult for people to lose weight or gain weight or whatever the hell it is. But I'm okay with someone making fun of a haircut, because I've been ragged on about haircut. I've had haircuts before in the past, before I was bald, that I deserve to get ragged on. I'm like, that was an awful haircut. I deserve to get made fun of.
He had frosted tips, guys.
I did have frosted tips.
Like Lance Bass.
And I had facial. I had this.
I had the wave.
I had that split in the middle.
I need to see pictures of this.
Yeah. It was great, man. I love that hair. That's not even the hair I'm talking about being made fun of.
I
never got made fun of that hair until 15 years later.
Until I see that picture.
No, until 15 years later.
Not yet.
15 years later, my wife sees the picture and be like, what the fuck was this? And I'm like, that hair was amazing. I love that hair. That's not one of my regrets at all.
Frosted. At the time, it was perfect.
No. Well, yeah, I wish I had that now.
Just because you wish you had hair?
Yes. If God came to me and goes, you could have hair again, but you have to have it in this style and you can never change it, I'd be like, yeah, give it to me. Let's do it.
Would you rather have hair back?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's the question. That's the answer. Yes. You could say anything at this point.
I know what the second option was.
Well, give it the second option just for the fucking sake of having an option, but I'd say
would
yes.
You rather have hair back or an extra 2 inches?
No, hair back.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
My wife would rather me have an extra 2 inches.
I honestly thought you would have gone 2 inches.
No.
What if it was 4 inches more?
Maybe that's a thought process.
But then you throw a Tom in there and you say,
"Now, we're talking about penis. We're not talking about height. We're talking about penis."
I mean, yeah. I just said inches. You can put those inches wherever you want.
That's what
put
I'm saying.
Them.
Now can I do 2 and 2? Can I grow 2 inches taller and 2 inches in my penis? Because that'd be a fantastic match. I'll take that over hair. I probably think.
No, you have to use them all in the same place. Mm.
It's a one and done kind of deal.
I will take height over penis any day.
But you're pretty tall.
No, I would rather be 6'2". 5'11", 2'6", 1'6", 2'6". That would be 6'3". That's too tall, I think. 6'3". All right, 6'3". But I still take height. I'm married. I'm fine. My wife, I may be wrong. Maybe I may be speaking on a turn here, but I don't think that my wife would fuck me more if I had 3 more inches. I don't think that, or 2 more inches, you said 2. So I don't think that she would be fucking me more. Maybe I'm wrong, and I don't care, because it's not going to happen, so it's not like we could talk about these fictitious things like it's going to happen, but it's never going to happen. But I'm okay. Like, I have a quote-unquote average to the U.S. Census.
Oh, my God.
I have an average penis, and I don't care. You brought this up. Your friend brought this up. But I don't know what to tell you.
We need to go with that much detail. I also didn't like...
5 3/4. It's respectable. It's not choke-worthy, but it's respectable.
All right, guys. So
yeah, cover up the laughter. Cover up the laughter, Stephanie. That's good. She literally covered it up even more.
Wow.
I won't choke you, but I'll give you a mouthful.
Jesus.
Too much. All right.
Too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, I'll let you get away with a lot. That one was yeah.
That wasn't even mine. That was Martin Lawrence. Martin, you so crazy. You guys remember that show?
I saw Gina. Is
Gina.
Damn, Gina.
Her name's not Gina.
Her name will forever be Gina.
Yeah. No, not Gina, the other one.
Tisha Campbell.
She's going to be in something.
Oh.
She's going to be in something.
I saw
I believe her career is still alive somewhere.
I saw something where like it was like Tichina Arnold, and I was like, hey, that's Pam from Martin.
I don't remember Pam's face right now.
What?
No, she said Gina, and I'm like,
now just I just got Tisha Campbell
Gina
in my head, and that's about it.
Anyway. Moving on.
You guys, I saw Instant Karma this week.
What was your Instant Karma?
It was so great. So I went to Starbucks to get breakfast on Tuesday or Wednesday. I forgot what it was. So I'm like standing there waiting for my food, and I see this like older lady on her phone, and she's like talking on the phone, and then like she tries to interrupt the barista, who doesn't hear her, and then they bring her drink, and it was like one of those like fizzy ones. I don't know what they're called because I don't drink them. And she was like, they gave it to her, and she goes, oh, I said I didn't want ice in that. And I guess the barista didn't hear her. And when she came back, this lady was when the barista came back, this lady was so mad. She was like, ugh, and like getting all her shit. She's like, I said I didn't want ice. And she like slammed Jesus. Her cup down. Like she was mad. And the barista was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Give it back to me. I can remake your drink. And she's like, no. I said I didn't want ice. Whatever. It's fine. But like huffing and puffing, like super angry. And I was standing there like, why is this happening? Like, it's fucking ice. Relax. It's not really that big of a deal.
Probably going to melt.
Exactly.
It'll be gone soon. Just walk outside.
So she like, because I guess she had 2 drinks. She had a coffee and the sparkly whatever. So she like grabbed the sparkly one and kind of like put it on her boob.
That's just an end bed.
To like hold it and like have her keys and stuff.
Well, you say boob, but it's really more like boob and arm.
Yeah, like.
It's like right, armpit it's crevice. Like,
yeah, it's like she like tried to. Yeah, she like tried to put it
it's
under
like armpit
her armpit.
Adjacent.
Like squishing it between her arm and her boob. Like kind of still, but still. Because if you put it in your armpit, it's laying down. She was still trying to keep it upright. The moment she went to pick something else up and she turned around, that shit started dripping, like slowly dripping. And she was like, ah, it's dripping, it's dripping. And then was at the barista. But she was like mad and like, she was so mad because shit had ice. And I'm just like standing there holding my purse waiting for my drink to come out. And I'm watching her and all I can think is like, that's what you fucking get for being an asshole. All you have to do is be like, I'm sorry, I asked for no ice. I get that you're in a hurry, but there was 3 people in the Starbucks. Me, this woman that was mad, and one other person. We'll scoop the ice out and you're done. You're on your way. Right. No, you had to make a huge scene, and I looked at the bracelet and I was like, I gave her a huge smile. I gave her a huge smile. I was like, that's karma. And she looked at me. I don't think she heard me because she, like, the barista, you could tell the barista felt bad. And I was like, and I was laughing by myself, like, haha, what you get, bitch? Cranky asshole lady.
So,
yes. So that was my fun story.
That was funny.
It was fun.
I officially broke up with my pediatrician
today. Oh, did you?
I did.
Why?
There was issues.
There were issues. I felt like I wasn't being supported in my parenting decision about something.
Okay.
And I felt that because my pediatrician's a little older, or was, you know, he is the one I used to.
He's still alive.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say was. He's just like probably of like an old school mentality, and he literally like told me, he's like, you're just going to have to try harder.
Is it to wean David off breastfeeding? Is that the issue? Because I agree with him. I think you're just going to have to try harder to get him to stop breastfeeding. I think it's kind of creepy. I think every time we go to get coffee at the Cuba restaurant, the fact that he's on your boob is kind of weird. I didn't want to tell you how to parent, but that's just... it's always fun when one person laughs at the microphone. That's fun.
Anyway...
No, long story short, for those of you listeners that have been like chronicling Link's adversity to
to antibiotics.
To antibiotics, to any oral medication.
So close.
The last time
they're the same height.
Fair enough. the last
I love you,
time,
BFF.
The last time that Link I needed antibiotics, and I, you know, when he prescribed them to me, I told him, I was like, listen, like, I'm not going to go through this again. Like, we've done this like four times. Like, you might as well just give me the prescription for the shots. And he was like, I'll give them to you, but you really need to try harder. And at that point, I was like, no, you don't get to make that call for me and for my kid. So I did my homework, and I have a friend of mine that's an ER physician at the Children's Hospital here. And I asked her who she takes her kids to, because, I mean, you're a good doctor if other doctors take their kids to you. And I went to, and we went today, and I actually really loved her.
Good.
And her whole staff was great. And Link really liked her, and David liked her. So we officially switched pediatricians, and I'm happy. So...
you gotta do what you gotta do for you and your kid, because I did that with Nathan when he was 3 months old. We switched from the pediatrician that I thought was gonna be good for Nathan when he was three, when I met him before Nathan was born. You know, I talked to him, I was like, yeah, this is exactly the type of attitude that I wanted and this and that. Once first time mom walked through that door, he just changed. Like, there's things, little things that he would say left and right would like irk me. And he would say
like
things.
What?
Well, like, I would be like, I would be at the checkup, and then I would say, okay, well, this, and I'd be like, okay, oh, let me ask you one more question, or, and he would just sit. He would like when he would sit down and go, okay, ask me, and I would be like, okay, well, this, okay, and then I would ask, oh, I have one more question. Of course you do.
Yeah, like those little. I get it.
That statement, like, would just, like, irk the hell out of
me. Mary doesn't understand.
Because he would say, of course you do. Like,
you're like, so fucking stupid. Like,
how dare you make me do my job?
No, that's not. You see, that's how you took it. And I'm not saying that's not right to take it that way. I'm just saying I would have taken it in a different way. Again, not disagreeing with you, ladies. I'm just saying.
Know your audience, boo.
I'm not disagreeing with that. That may be the way you took it. And I'm not saying you were wrong or right. I'm saying I would have taken it a different way. I would have taken it as, and it's still snarky. So I'll give
it
you
is
that.
It is snarky.
I'll give you snarky.
That's the right.
All right. I didn't think of it of like, oh, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I never thought that. I thought of it more as like, of course you have more questions because you're you and you have a million questions.
Christine's
That's
questions.
What I thought. I just took it that way. I never took it as, oh, you don't know shit. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. I never, but again, you ladies took it that way. That's fine. And you have the right to change doctor whenever you want, whenever you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't the only thing. Like, then he also gave me a little bit of a pushback. Sass. I think it was pushback when I told him that I was going to stop breastfeeding because Nathan was just...
David? you should stop that.
No, I definitely not creepy. Breastfeeding.
That's Stephanie.
Kind of creepy.
Definitely not breastfeeding, David.
Yeah.
But that...
I told him last year, I'm like, hey, 6 more months and we're done. Even with me, I'm like, you get off my shit, you get off my boob every time.
No, but we had to start supplementing, and then I was like, you know what? I'm wasting more time and I'm unhappy. And we've talked about it on the podcast before that breastfeeding is not for everybody.
It's not.
And it doesn't make you a better or worse mom. It's just your journey as a mom. But he gave me like a lot of pushback and I didn't like it. I didn't want to be lectured. And then I had like a bad...
You're the mom now. You get to do the lecturing.
See, like that's how I felt though. Like I felt like...
Yeah, you see that the story you were giving, Stephanie. And again, you're totally right to feel however you want to feel. Like, that's, nobody should ever tell you you're wrong for feeling that. That's mm-hmm. like, when my wife and I get into arguments, it's usually because she took something in a way that I didn't mean it to be taken. And I never tell her she's wrong. I just go, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's not the way I meant it. It's usually the way the argument goes. Usually the way the apology goes. I'm sorry you feel that way. Totally not the way I meant it. So in your example of your doctor, I was like, okay. What did he say again?
He's a try harder.
He had to try harder. Yeah. See, that, again, context matters. I tell Vanessa this all the time. Context matters, because the words "you need to try harder" aren't a bad thing. It's just the way he said it, or maybe the position and situation you're
so
in.
So basically, just because I don't want to like repeat everything that I've said like 100 times. But anyway,
he doesn't do well with oral
medicine. Right, with oral medicines. He doesn't drink oral medicines.
He throws it's, up.
And,
he's a gag
right,
reflex.
And antibiotics are the worst offenders. Because antibiotics tend to have a really strong smell, and you know whatever. And he's had 4 ear infections. So you know, Juan, we're gonna have to do a whole ENT thing and that whatever. And on this last ear infection that also came with the tonsil infection again, plus conjunctivitis. He was like, okay, well, we're gonna try this antibiotic. And I told him, I'm like, listen, we've been down this road 3 times already. Like, we had to do the shots last time. Like, I really don't want to go through this again. Like, I don't want to have to go through this every time, because the right. because here's the other thing is the last time that I tried to force the antibiotics, the infection would go away for a couple of days, and then a week later it was back. So it was just this cycle of the same ear infection that just kept like showing up, that never, because he never got the full dose of medication.
Right, because he would throw it up.
Or not take it, or whatever, you know, so, or not take the full dose, or, you know, whatever. So the only time that the infection went away for a substantial period of time was when we got the shots, because it was the full dosage of the medication that he needed. And he goes, well, I don't want to keep having to resort to this, so you need to try harder. He's like, I'll give it to you this time, but next time this happens, you need to try harder. So at that point, I was like,
I don't think he's coming from. I get where he's coming from, and I don't think he's saying it in a bad way. But again, context matters. We're not there. We don't know what right. the way. But it's enough. You don't feel comfortable with
exactly.
that. You don't feel comfortable with that answer.
Bottom line, if you don't feel comfortable with it, it's
when
done.
I told the story to my friend that's a physician, she told me, she's like, the reason he's probably telling you that is because she knows who he is. You know, he's been in the game a long time.
Yeah. And she's like, he used to be my pediatrician.
He's probably just of the old school mentality.
Really?
Yeah, he used to treat me.
Oh, isn't he?
Yeah, our kid's pediatrician.
Oh, he's
yeah.
the same doctor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When you said used to, I was like, oh,
yeah, that's what I was like.
He used to treat me. Yeah, May and my brother. No. I thought she meant like you left to also.
No. He used to treat me. Like, yeah, I used to be his patient. So I've known him my whole life.
So when I told her that, she's like, it's probably because he's of that old school mentality, and like where you just like make kids do things. And that's fine if that's the way that, like, I know, like, I kind of grew up that way. Like, my parents tell me all the time, like, you are the same way. Like, you never wanted to take medicine, and we had to force you to take medicine. I don't particularly want to do that same thing. So, and when your kid is crying for over an hour, like, in hysterics, has thrown up 3 or 4 times, like, I'm not going to put my kid through that every day for 10 days. I just don't want to do that. And it's fine if people...
It's such a shitty position to be
in, here's where I would say...
But that's the thing is... I'm sorry to interrupt, the thing that I guess that... It's easy... I think what I kind of was upset about is that it's easy for you to sit there and tell me to try harder, but you don't see what goes on. And I told him, it's like, I felt like, I'm like, do you want to give him the antibiotic?
I was going to tell you
what
I'm
talking about.
Oh, he flat out refuses to do any shots. We've talked to him about that. He makes sure that he's not the doctor to give the shots. He has
one
an assistant.
One of his nurses or
he's verbally told us, I don't do that, because then he's had kids in the grocery store, his patients in the grocery store, see him, point at him, and start crying. Because he's giving them shots, and he's like, for years now, he has not given a kid a shot because of that. Like, he doesn't want to be seen as the bad guy, I guess.
Which makes sense, but
it makes me laugh that you're like, do you want to give it? And he's like, he would not do that.
But that's why.
No, she wants them to give the kid the oral medication.
If he's the one that won't even give them the shots,
it could be one of his assistants or the nurses or whatever. But I want him to be present, like at that moment. I wanted him to be present while we give him these antibiotics. You can see that I'm not like. I think he thought I was exaggerating.
Here's what I would say, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
I don't think And again, I'm not defending him. I'm trying to look at all aspects. And again, ultimately, it doesn't matter. I'm just using this for conversation because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you don't feel comfortable with him and you shouldn't mm-hmm. have to be there if you don't feel comfortable with
yeah.
him. For any doctor, much less your kid's doctor. Right. Fuck that. I'm glad that you found somebody that you're happy with. I will say, just to give the conversation, just for conversation's sake, for the podcast's sake, maybe he's looking at it from the perspective of he has a million patients who just don't try at all.
So he has
to go with that mentality of like, you need to try, like, you know what I mean? You need right. to try harder or
and
whatever.
And I understand that. And I'm not one of these people that like is constantly challenging professionals. On the contrary, I think professionals are professionals in whatever profession they are.
My wife does that.
What?
Challenge professionals. We went to urgent care because she had an infection in her cartilage piercing
yeah.
that she got when she was 30. Cartilage piercing. She had an
judge
infection.
Me all you want. It looked great.
Yeah. Okay. My facade looked amazing. All right. So we
you also thought it was green earlier. So no.
We were dating. Let me rephrase that. We were going on our way to a date. We were on our way to go see a movie, and she kept complaining about her ear. And I literally just took a turn and went to the urgent care. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm not going to see a movie with you if you're complaining about pain. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Just go. Let's just go see the movie. I'm like, that's not going to happen. We have a sitter for 2 hours. Let's just get this taken care of. Hopefully, it takes half an hour, which it took a little longer. But I'm like, who cares? Let's just get this taken care of. Why? I don't understand why you're going to be sitting here in pain. The doctor saw her for 2 seconds and goes, that's infected. We need to take that piercing off. That's infected. My wife goes, are you sure? Which is hilarious to me that she's questioning a fucking medical professional. She's not asking him, hey, are you not reading the x-ray correctly?
That's not what I questioned.
I know that's not what you questioned. I'm trying to
that's not what I questioned. I was still breastfeeding Oliver.
But you did kind of question that too. You did kind of question that.
Because I wanted to keep my piercing. Because
you wanted to keep the piercing.
Sorry, I already went through the pain. I don't want to go through it again.
She said, the real thing is she said, can I keep it on and you just put like medicine on it and not be affected? And he goes, no, you have to take that off. And then she goes, are you sure? And then he goes, yes. And then she asked about the medicine.
Because they needed to give me an injection. They needed to give me an antibiotic injection. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm still breastfeeding my son, and I just want to make sure that this medication is not going to, like, he's not going to get it through my milk or anything.
And then he said no.
And he was like, no, and I'm like...
But he said no immediately. It wasn't even like
But that's why I asked him. I'm like, are you, because I hadn't even finished asking the question. He was like, no.
Because I'm breastfeeding. Where else is that question going to go?
Let me finish speaking.
I'm breastfeeding. Would you like some?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we need to give you a shot of antibiotics in the ear. I'm breastfeeding. Where is that question going to go? So the doctor goes, no. And this is my favorite part of the whole story. She goes, are you sure? And the fucking doctor, God bless him. I love this motherfucker.
Fuck this guy.
I love this motherfucker. Guy Thank you asshole. For flashing me again. I love this motherfucker. Third time. Yay, black panties.
Not wearing black panties.
So to Dave, who's about to fucking come to my wherever I am right now, kick my ass. I'm totally joking.
just imagining Mary putting his arm out,
put the stool down. Put the stool down. You don't have to kick my ass. Put the stool down. You don't have to.
I love you, BFF.
The doctor, when she goes, are you sure? The second time about the medicine, are you sure? He grabbed his coat, his lab coat, that had the word doctor,
MD,
embroidered. And he grabbed his coat, looked down upon it, and goes, yeah, I'm sure. And I thought that was the funniest fucking thing. I was like, good for you, sir. Good for fucking you for not taking that. Yes, that's hilarious. And she was not, she's like, that guy's a dick. And I was like,
he is a dick.
He wasn't a dick. That's so funny.
It's fucking rude. It's funny, but it's a little dickish.
A little?
I think it's sassy. I don't think it's dickish. I think it's because he said it within a joke. He was like, and he laughed. He's like, he wasn't like, look what my fucking name says. He didn't do that. He just looked at it.
He was like half a step away from that.
He just looked at it and he kind of like nodded to himself like, yeah.
It's dick adjacent.
Okay, sure. I'll give you that. You're right.
It's dick adjacent.
But that's still funny. It doesn't take away the fact that it's funny.
It's funny, but it's also dick adjacent.
And then this is what I always tell her. Whenever she gets offended at something, I say, if it would have been to somebody else, would you have laughed? And she, more often than not, to her credit, my wife's credit, she goes, yes. Like, she admits it. She acknowledges it. She doesn't, you know, she goes, yes. And I go, well, then it's funny. That's how you know it's funny. If you would laugh if it was about somebody else, then it's funny. But yes, he was kind of a dick.
Well, anyway,
but
that's hilarious. I am not one to challenge professionals in any respect. Like, I think...
Sorry, next time I'll just let the doctor poison your son through my breast milk. It's fine. I won't double check. Get the fuck out.
You didn't double check.
Podcast.
You triple checked.
Get out. Get out.
So aggressive.
So, I this is the first time that I had, like, I hadn't even really challenged him. I didn't even tell him. Like, all I did was ask, like, for the prescription for the shot.
Yeah, you asked for what you know works.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I asked for what I know works, what I know will get the job done. Like, even Lincoln is such, he's so fucking stubborn that if you ask him, like, and I ask him every time, and I tell him, Papi, do you want to take the medicine in your mouth or do you want a pincho in your leg? He looks at me and goes, no, pincho in my leg. Like, he does not want to take, even at the moment where he's, like, crying and hysterical, and I tell him, I'm like, this is your last chance. Like, do you want to take it in your mouth, or do you want the pincho? He goes, no pincho, as he's, like, hysterical, because he knows what's going to happen. But he knows that once that's done, it's done.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
For our
kids are weird like
for
that.
For our English only, pincho is, like, a Spanish, like, nickname for shot.
Well, literally translates pincho is pinch.
To pinch, so. Right, exactly. So...
It's not a slang, by the way.
I didn't say slang.
You said, oh, they did. I'm sorry.
No.
I apologize.
A pincho is slang. Calling a shot pincho is slang.
No, but the word pincho is a weird word. It's just the way she used it. It may be a slang. Yeah,
no,
so.
It's like a not as harsh way of saying. Because I'm not going to tell me, you know, inyección.
Una inyección.
You know, I'm not going to say that.
Voy a inyectar niño.
Exactly, like that.
Making fun of my mom?
No. Okay. I wasn't making fun of your mom.
Because that's what she says.
Okay.
She doesn't say pincho.
Along with like 80 other like people,
yes,
over in Navarro or
other Spanish speakers
like that speak Spanish, I'm sure say
inyección. Yeah.
Inyección.
No,
yeah.
Not inyección. Injection. There's a J in there. Why do you guys always skip over the fucking J? It's not inyección. It's injection.
What do you mean, you guys?
I'm Cuban. We forget letters all the time.
Yeah, we don't have
S. I'm questioning why. I'm saying why would you skip over letters? The letters right there.
Why would I start recognizing them now? I haven't recognized them since I was a child.
Oh,
touche, bro. Touche.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I said a word today that everybody in the office just stopped.
What did you say?
Which actually I had to call my mom to prove to people that it was something that my mom actually said.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, to prove it's a real word. I'm like, that's not
Yeah, no, basically
it's
I had to call
word.
My mom because my boss, Jeff, everybody, like, they did not believe me. I got one lady, Gotti,
mm-hmm.
that, like, she's like, I have heard that before.
You know she hates me?
What was the word?
You know, for real, she hates me. We used to have a love affair. We used to love each other.
What's the word?
We used to be like,
Hecatombe.
She was, what? What the fuck did you just say?
The fuck is that?
Get out of my house. I don't know what that word means, but I'm going to take it as disrespect. Get the fuck out of my house. What the fuck
well,
is
what's
that?
What's that again?
Hecatombe.
What
Pero
does it mean?
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Allá afuera luce como viene un hecatombe.
What? I don't know. That's not even Spanish. To our listeners, to our non-Spanish listeners, that's not Spanish. That's not.
So what does
is
that
like
mean?
A, like
that's a mumbling
like a big
of...
storm. Yeah.
That's a mumbling of...
Yeah, that's... But like, I'm Cuban, but I gotta agree with Mary like, there. That's not...
I know you guys think I'm Cuban, but I'm not that Cuban.
I said it upstairs in front of Jeff, and Jeff and a bunch of the guys were just like, what the fuck did you just say? Yeah. Of all the Colombians looked at me like I was fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. I walked downstairs, and I was talking to my boss, who's Cuban, and I go, have you ever heard this word? And he looks at me. He goes, that's not a real word. Yeah. He's like, stop that. I called my mother and I put her on speaker.
Stop that.
I put her on speaker.
But that's not really proof because if yeah. you say it, chances are your mom says it too.
But that's okay. That was my thing. It was like, I didn't make it up. Someone taught it to me.
Okay.
So that was my defense.
Well, just like her parents say, the way her parents say tires in Spanish, I legitimately.
¿Fuera?
¿Gomas?
Caucho.
That's like a dude with
that's
a
like cowboy.
Not a gaucho. Un gaucho with a C.
That's a
you see
couch.
What I you got to deal with? Do you see what I got to deal with?
Like a
I'm not lying. I walked. This is about a month ago. It's I walk in from a date. We walk in from a date. I don't say gomas, but I get gomas. I've heard gomas a million times.
What did Nika say?
Llantas.
That's not I've fucking that. Real either.
Exactly.
Well, I've heard that, but I've heard that for the like the what you use to change a tire.
Sorry.
No.
I've heard that llanta used as,
llave?
As
llave?
A... No, that's I've heard a, llanta yeah, as yeah. The,
anyways, my
the
point
tire
is,
iron.
My point is, I've... Again, I will never question goma. I don't use the word goma, but I know it's a word, so I'm not going to... Whatever.
Well, goma is just rubber.
Yeah, I know. So I walk in about a month ago, and my father-in-law goes, blah, 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 and he uses that word, and I...
Gaucho.
I pause, and I go, what?
Spanish 101.
And he goes, yeah, gaucho, and I go... I don't. What do you say? And then her mom comes in. My mother-in-law comes in and says it. And I go, I don't. I go, you're making words up now. I don't know what that means. Like, I and then they laugh because they thought I was joking. And I'm like, no, I'm not. What the hell does that mean?
Mary and I have this conversation all the time. Like, I'll be like, how do you say this in Spanish? And I'll show him something like straw. How do you say straw in Spanish?
Bahia.
How do you say straw?
But we also know that absorbente is also a word.
Absorbente is like the right word, but like I say Cuban is.
Oh my God, I was
in. Pajita, right? Pajita. But.
Pajita. We say pajita.
Absorbente is like
the
proper word.
2 days ago, I was in Mexico.
The word is absorbente. Yeah.
I say pitillo.
Yeah.
I can accept that. No, I can accept that.
Pajita is the Cuban.
2 days ago, I was in Mexico, and the guy asked, and I wish I would have recorded what he said, because he asked me.
Gaucho literally goes, means rubber.
Because he goes, blah, 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 and I go.
The way?
He goes,
like goma.
He goes, way? I was at a restaurant in Mexico, and he goes.
My ass is numb. I'm trying to open
this. Do you have to go pee?
No, my ass is numb from sitting in the chair. My butt hurts. I'm like, trying to wake it up. Don't.
Oh, jeez.
No.
I think it's time for us to go.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Because I said so.
Oh, come on. We got over that. It was awesome. Yeah, no, again, so we do that all the time, but she, the word, sometimes. And here's the thing. She is unwilling to...
I'm Venezuelan and Venezuelans are always right.
She's unwilling to hear another
sure,
word.
Jen. She's
you're confusing yourself with Argentinians. Yeah. Get it right.
She's unwilling to hear a word that is not said by her people and gone, oh, that sounds better than what we say.
No.
She's unwilling to do that. And I am not. I am totally willing to do that. When we talk about sandals for kids, little flip-flops for kids... They say cholitas, right? What do you guys
cholita.
Say? Yeah, cholita. And I think that's super cute and adorable for kids. That's super cute and adorable. And I'm like, that's better than what we have.
No, it's a chancleta. It's a chancleta.
I think chancleta is an ugly word. Chancleta and we have two of them in Nicaraguans. I have two of them. We have chancletas and we have chinelas. And I think cholitas are cute for kids. I'm like, no, this is a better word. Let's use this word. I am more than happy to say that. She's unwilling because it's not the way she grew up. She's not. It's not the word that she used it's growing up, so she's unwilling to use any other word. That's not, and I'm like, come on. You're going to tell me that gaucho is better than llanta? Get the fuck out of here. That's weird, no, man.
Well, they're both weird.
No, it doesn't matter.
They're both weird because it's goma.
And here's the thing. I never use the phrase, right or wrong. It's just different. And I just like, that's weird. That word sounds weird. That's
Well, both of those words sounded weird to us.
Yeah. Well, because you say goma, which is whatever.
Rubber.
Yeah.
It's rubber. It's
yeah, but it's not rubber. It's a rubber formed in a special way.
Well, I just looked it up, and apparently gaucho literally means rubber.
Right, which is incorrect. That's not a tire. First of all, it's not just rubber. It actually has metal in it as well. There's not a thing.
No, I'm not going into the semantics of what is inside a fucking
but
tire.
But you can't say that. You can't give... That would be the equivalent of looking at a bookshelf and calling it wood, because it's wood. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Wood shaped like a bookshelf is a bookshelf. It is no longer just wood. And what you guys are doing and calling it fucking rubber when it's a tire. It's a different word. No? Nothing? Logic? Reason? Nothing. Vacant? Okay, cool.
FYI, I would suggest you pick up the...
Urban Dictionary?
The Cuban or Venezuelan word for tire over your Nicaraguan one.
Okay. Right. What does Urban Dictionary say?
But that's an Urban Dictionary. It's not a real dictionary.
Oh.
What does that say?
It says Spanish for tires, pneumatic wheels, but recently used as a racial slur for black people.
That's what? I've never heard it in my life.
Well, that's what Urban Dictionary
says. That's what Urban Dictionary says. It must be true.
It must be true.
So apparently,
I've never in my life heard that.
Recently, llanta is used as a racial slur.
But give the first two definitions.
No, it says it's no, you're Spanish
for tire. But she didn't hear that part.
I did.
It's Spanish for tire. Yeah. Spanish. We for didn't tire. Deny that it was a word for tire.
No, no, you did. Both of you literally 30 seconds ago said that's wrong and that's not correct. Both
no,
of
we words said it's wrong. Like they both sound wrong to us. They are the words that your countries use.
But do you understand how that's a better word? Because that definition literally says it's a tire. It doesn't say rubber. You missed a great analogy I gave with the bookshelf. That was really good.
I don't care.
I don't care because you don't agree with me.
I've been in Doral, like working in Doral for too long because people are now starting to think that I'm Venezuelan because my Spanish.
That's right.
My Spanish sounds super Venezuelan.
Listen, Miami Cuban, right. Don't try to like own her Venezuelanness because your Miami Cubanness is
only
bigger.
When I'm around you guys. So.
I don't know.
You rubbed off on me.
My dog just did the deepest sigh of all time. It was so audible from here. Like, I'm 15 feet away
bored
from him.
With the conversation.
He was like,
no, lady's like, fuck you guys. Lady's in her bed.
Yeah.
No.
This dude literally just did the deepest sigh. Like, are you still talking about fucking tires, bro? Are you really serious? Like, you motherfucker, dude. All right.
Well, we can. You want to close this out?
I think so. All right, guys. Thank you, babe. For being here.
Thank you, baby.
For joining us.
I had fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
I'm being honest. I had a lot of fun. I think this
we're
was fun.
We're fun people, I think.
Okay? Well,
we tried to entertain.
There was also not alcohol. As much alcohol as usually is.
Well, because we did shots instead of...
Yeah. So
yeah.
Usually,
yeah, we have to pace ourselves with that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because Steph has to go to work
tomorrow.
I
have to get up early.
Stephanie has to go to work tomorrow,
Stephanie's
so I
always
think,
a party pooper.
I'm sorry.
Not always.
Every party.
Sometimes she goes she's too much the party animal.
True.
That's what she...
Game night, you were lit, man. You were fucking lit at game night, man. You were like, woo!
I miss it, super lit
and super aggressive. And I was like, I don't know how to take... Yeah.
I like when she comes pre-partied.
Yeah, I like when she comes, she's like, guys...
I had
three margaritas at dinner.
We had a play date, and I forgot to tell you
that
the play date was with alcohol.
I can't do that anymore. I'm back on Weight Watchers, like super strict, so I can only like drink very seldom.
I am loving this Weight Watchers thing.
Weight Watchers is great.
It's awesome. And this is the first time you're going to hear me, this is the only time you're going to hear me publicly promote them, because I'm trying not to promote them because I want to get paid. So, but this is the only time you're going to hear me say it.
No, they're great. Like, I started just like pretty like semi strict, not like super like, but like semi strict, and I like lost 3 pounds in the first 2 weeks. So that's, you know.
No, I
want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
So thank you for having me on the podcast.
Tell the people where they can find you.
You could check out my website for my comedy at nerysigns.com, or if you can't spell that because you're driving or in the gym, it's whatwashisname.com. That's the actual website.
The gym.
Yeah. A lot of people listen to podcasts in the gym. whatwashisname.com. If you want to listen to any of the podcasts that I'm currently on, including What's Up Bro, which will be back next week. Mamas or Merlot. I'm sorry. What's Up Bro. Mount Geek. I'm telling him to promote himself. What's Up Bro. The Mount Geekmore podcast and the Shiver podcast, which should release a new episode probably 2 days ago from when you're listening to this. It's on geekbro.net, which I'm wearing a tank top, which I fucking love.
Which he bought on Amazon. And we also have merchandise on Amazon as well as on Etsy. So you can just search for us, Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT. You can write to us at gmail.com.
Mamas and Merlot at gmail.com.
Send us your wine recommendations. Send us any stories or anything you want to share. And again, we're on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find Nary and his podcasts, the What's Good podcast, Cosplay Fame, Zeros on Heroes. Did I say that? Zeros on Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And House of Heel, I think, is the only one that was missing that Nary didn't mention. So that's it. So thanks for checking us out, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.